is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, Fester, do you remember what was the score of the regular season game with the Bucks and the Rams? Because remember, the Rams beat the Bucks earlier in the season. I forgot. I meant to look it up, what week that was. Do you have any recollection?
You know, it was week three, and it was in Los Angeles. Yeah. And, of course, the Rams won that game. I don't know the exact score off the top of my head. I'll look it up.
Yeah, hang on a sec. I'm looking it up
Bucks,
right now.
Rams.
Yeah. Yeah, see if we can find that thing.
I will.
Because we discussed yesterday that it would be probably better for the Bucks to play the Arizona Cardinals. And after watching the Cardinals play last night, that would be yes, the right call. Yes!
So the game took place on September 26th.
No, you're a liar.
Okay, you're right.
All right. What was September what?
September 26th.
Okay, and that was a Tuesday?
All right. Tuesday night football. Welcome to the SoFi SN. Well, okay, so Los Angeles Rams beat the Buccaneers 34-24.
All right.
But it was a road game.
It was a road game, so we had to travel west. Now, the good news is, if there's good news, that at least the Rams have to travel east. So they got to come here. Also, they played last night. So that's Monday Night Football. They got to play on Sunday at 3 at Ray J with the Bucks. So it would be a short week. So coming west, short week. So maybe a couple of things in favor of the Bucks, but still, you still stand by your pronouncement yesterday that it would have been better if the Bucks played the Cards. And again, watching that game last night, your thoughts I thought were borne out.
You know,
you're like Jason Bourne over there.
They were borne out.
You are nimble and quick. You are just like a gazelle on your feet, like Jason Bourne.
You know, yes. It was Froggy's game breakdown that really swayed me.
Hey, Omicron boy, can you get a mask on in the studio, please?
How about you acknowledge my existence?
Yeah, how about you come in before the show starts?
Yeah, I was running a little late.
Yeah, well, no kidding.
It's obvious. And, so Froggy
Come in every day.
Put your mask on before you start blaring out.
Come in late every day.
You pump.
Yeah, I really didn't miss you after singing this. So, you've been here for like 30 seconds.
Froggy's back in studio. And did you test again? Did you do a home kit test before you came back? Or
I've done a hum kit test.
You did a hum kit test?
Hum kit, yes.
What the hell's a hum kit?
I pass.
Yeah.
No, home kit.
Okay.
Obviously, your ear test didn't go well in your last checkup.
Okay, so you have been under a lot of stress being confined to your house with your delight of a wife.
Yeah, you're angry. You came in angry.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, you're out of the house. You're out of the Omicron home detention, the home quarantine.
I'm trying to tell you, I passed a home kit first, then a CPR test, then another home kit. So I'm three tests in.
What about your STD test?
I always fail those.
Yeah.
I
mean, he's failed that since like 1998.
The flying F is on the chest, baby. For phlegm.
All right, stop.
Okay.
First of all, what are you doing?
For Froggy.
One, phlegm starts with a P.
Oh, yeah.
P-H.
Yeah. Really?
P-H-L-E-G-M.
Oh, that joke didn't work.
No, it didn't. Hey, Rox, how you doing?
Good. But Fester was trying to give credit to somebody in the room for picking the Cardinals, saying that they were going to be the easier team.
Yeah.
And that was Froggy's analysis that it's a bird.
So I was right.
I'm home last night, and we're getting ready to watch the game, and my wife says, you know, Froggy does make a good point. You'd much rather fight a single bird than you would an ornery ram on the side of a mountain.
See, I think I'm on to something.
But then I said, like, the Cardinals are a red bird, and the angry bird is a red bird, and that bird is a biatch. That bird is a that bird just wrecks everything. Have you seen is it a Geico commercial where the angry bird is all smashing up the whole yard?
I think you're thinking, see, I know birds.
Have you seen that Geico commercial?
Yes.
You're thinking of a robin. A robin is red.
A robin red breast?
Yes.
I thought robins were blue.
No, that's a
blue jay.
Yeah. Okay. You thought robin.
Well, the colors are blue. You know what? Jays. I thought robin. Oh, I'm thinking of robin's eggs. Those are blue that you eat at
Easter. The color robin egg is. Isn't that like the Tiffany box color?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, robins are red. Robin redbreast. Yeah. So
anyway, we play the Rams Sunday at 3. Go Bucks.
Sunday at 3. Let's and what go. About the injuries? What about Bucks injuries?
Give me an update, please. You have a Bucks hat on, so obviously you know.
That's what I want to know.
You're a fan.
I'm only wearing a Bucks hat because it coordinates with my red T-shirt today. I've been since we've been doing the MJ Morning Show.
Worfs, is he? What's his story?
Oh, dude, that guy's all banged up.
I know, he's banged up, and that guy...
hold on.
I didn't know this was going to be an injury quiz this morning.
Froggy, who is Worfs?
He's one of the players on the Bucks team, obviously.
MJ brings up his name, and the first thing Froggy says is, oh, boy, he's all banged up.
Well, this is just ribs, I think.
Lower.
What position does he play?
Soon back.
A what?
Back. He's running back.
No, he's not a running back.
I didn't say running back.
He's a mom back.
He's an offensive tackle. He's very offensive.
Offensive tackle? He got hurt? Those guys don't do anything.
Very offensive. No, he got hurt.
Just stand there.
I mean, Tom Brady, I think, kind of needs him, huh?
Yeah, he's one of the best linemen we have, and sure nice to have him.
I agree.
All right, just getting rolling, folks. Did your daughter enjoy coming into the studio?
Yes, she had a fantastic time.
All right, now, I think there was one thing that was her favorite yesterday. Okay. And I'm thinking maybe we whip out her favorite for the early crowd next. What do you think?
I think you're right.
All right. Hold on. We'll do it next. What? I guess you'll find out in minutes. MJ Morning Show Q105 back in a second.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ and Froggy is back from home quarantine. I got Roxanne and Fester and Coop. That's right. The MJ Morning Show is back here on Q105, and we still continue to appreciate when you spread the news. It's pretty cool. Froggy was just telling me about a package that showed up on his porch at his house.
Yeah,
and this is as a result of a phone call that we had yesterday. Later in the show, we had a special guest on the phone. We'll splingulate a little later on. Before I get into Fester's kid's favorite part of the show yesterday, and this happened late. This was, I think, in the last hour of the show that I played this. And
it might have been the last segment of the show.
No, I think it was the last segment. I think it was
towards the end.
I think it was last hour.
Yeah, it was 9 o'clock.
It was in the last hour that we played this. And it turns out this was Fester's daughter's favorite part of the show. She was over here jamming out.
She sit here?
She sat in your seat.
Yeah.
She
sat kid mung all over my mic.
There's no kid mung on the mic.
I got it.
Oh, you just scraped it right off?
Just scraped it off.
All right, very good. So hang on, I'll get it to your daughter in a second. I just overheard something in the studio. So during the commercial break, I just heard Roxanne say to Fester, that is the dumbest password ever. Now, Rox, did you happen to overlook Fester's...
I did. We can't help our configuration. The studio is so small. He and I are like on top of each other, and we can see each other's passwords. Yeah. We see each other's phones. It's very intrusive in this corner.
By the way, what's going on with the studio builds here? Have you noticed? You know, we're supposed to get new studios, and
we've done everything. We've laid it out for them.
I mean, I I came up with a complete plan, an architectural plan for the studio. I had a design, and I know
what else do you have to do?
Well, they've ordered new equipment, and they just have new equipment sitting in boxes for months.
Is that what all that equipment is?
It is. It's like, for us? When are they going to start building the new studios? Because, first of all, this studio for this type of morning show is an absolute cluster frig. I mean, this is just, it's an awful, terrible studio.
I can see just barely, like, I can see your eyelashes from where I am, your eyebrows.
I'm amazed that this show sounds this good in a studio this bad.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
It's like, really, you know the old saying, making a chicken salad?
We're making some really good chicken salad.
So, Roxanne, did I just hear you say to Fester during the commercial break, that is the dumbest password ever?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It's not a good password.
Fester, what were you logging into?
I know his password, too. Yeah. I know it, right? Isn't it? I saw his kid put it in. Fester, at the gaming place.
What were you logging into just moments ago?
My Apple phone? My phone?
You gotta change it now.
Oh, wait a minute. So you saw Fester on his
cell phone.
On the cell phone? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You saw his password to get in?
My screen lock.
Yes. Ah, the screen lock. Oh, I thought maybe it was your Gmail password.
I know those passwords, too. Those are equally dumb.
Yeah, they're pretty silly.
All right. So you just saw Fester log into his phone, so the screen saver or the screen lock on his phone, and you know it now.
I know his password.
So if Fester leaves his iPhone on the counter and he's out of the room, you could, if you wanted to, get right into his phone.
I absolutely could and might do that later.
Let me see if I can.
Because,
Fester, put your phone on lock. Let me see if it's the same one I know. Let me just see if I can break right in. Watch.
It's been the same one for like 8 years.
All right, hold on a sec.
All right. It's
Froggy's, Froggy's got Fester's phone, and Froggy's holding it in my...
Yeah! I got right in!
It's no secret.
And he's in.
Guys,
it took me half a second.
And Froggy just got into Fester's phone. Roxanne now knows it.
Did you see the password, MJ? You saw it.
Maybe we should tell the whole audience. Roxanne, what password did you witness Fester enter into his phone to unlock the screen?
Before you say anything, I would like to point out, I have the world's most common password.
Yeah. What is it?
Oh.
That was it.
Fester's password.
Okay.
You'll never forget it.
So your password is 00. How many digits is it? It's all zeros, right?
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like six zeros.
As many as you can.
That's like when you go to buy a filing cabinet and it's set to 000 and you're supposed to change it.
Yeah, 00. It's six zeros. You have to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then there you go.
Why would you have such an easy, dumb password to have all zeros to get into your phone?
Okay, a couple of reasons. One, I have nothing of great value on this phone. I have, text you. Yeah, text Froggy.
Your kids play on it, so they can get into it.
And you don't have any of your bank apps, any of your
no bank
mobile apps. You have zero.
It's all cash operation.
I have I have my fledgling Robinhood accounts on here, which needs another certification.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing on Robinhood, and how is your crypto? I haven't heard you talk about your crypto trading for quite some time.
I'm currently divested.
So you're out of crypto?
Well, I see this Q1 being a tough time for crypto.
How sucko did you do in crypto?
I know a guy who's like rich from crypto.
You have
right
some
now.
Winners, you have some losers. But
are you up or down? If you add it all together, where are you on the crypto front?
That's why he's wearing all red.
Yeah.
He's in the red. He's in the red.
No, that's the Bloods, right? Yeah. The Bloods is the red.
Yeah, the blood is coming out of my Robinhood account. Nah, it's probably, it could use a bounce.
Froggy, last year, were you up or down in crypto trading?
I think I was down like $2,000. Ooh. Not bad. Nothing crazy. I was taking some wild swings. I was like all up. I'm still a Shiba Inu millionaire, by the way.
You're addicted.
When that thing hits,
you're in.
Thing goes to like, you know, 1/10 of a penny.
And Froggy, who do you know that is totally loaded and rich off of crypto?
It's just this one. He used to be a DJ, like a mixing DJ.
Yeah, like a
and like a couple years ago, he started posting about this stuff.
Who is it? Someone I know?
Probably not.
All right.
And then a popular like mixer. And then now all of a sudden he's like on vacation every weekend. He has expensive Teslas. He's doing quite well for himself, apparently.
Was he a mixer like at any of the radio stations we were at?
No, it wasn't Stan the Man or anybody like
that. It wasn't Matt the Brat on the Wheels of Steel?
No.
Wasn't Stan the Man, Matt the Brat? Wasn't
neither of them are killing it in crypto right now, I can't imagine, but somebody else. I'll tell you about him later.
All right.
He's a mixer guy.
All right, so Fester.
So some people are making money from it.
A lot of people are. Apparently you got to find the right one.
So Fester brought in little Hadley into the show yesterday.
Yes.
Because Hadley had the day off because it was the observation day, the federal holiday for MLK's birthday. And Hadley had asked Fester, hey, Daddy, can I come in? And Fester called me up and said, hey, can Hadley come in? I'm like, of course Hadley can come in. So Hadley comes in, and she was fairly well-behaved. I thought that she was... I thought she was fine.
I gave her an A+.
Yeah, I thought she was very good.
She was under some severe threats, by the way.
What kind of threats did
you? I was like, don't make any noise. Don't talk unless you're spoken to.
Don't touch anything.
Don't touch anything. Just sit there.
Don't push any buttons.
And the number one rule for kids, don't look MJ straight in the eyes. Yeah,
that is not true. Will you stop with that?
I'm building this place up to be the most boring, awful place for children. You can't do anything. You got to sit in your chair.
So you were trying to dissuade her from coming?
I just wanted to set her expectation of exceptionally good behavior. She wanted to bring like little toys to play with. And like she wanted to bring like a poppet. You know, those little things that you just pop, pop, pop. Pop, pop. It's like the new fidget spinner.
Oh, great. So, like, during the show, I'd hear pop, 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 pop.
You don't hear them.
They're whisper quiet. I mean, okay. Real, right. And she brought it out on Sunday night, and I was like, let me hear it. And I was like...
Whisper quiet, like an old Eastern Airlines 727 whisper jet?
It's like...
With a stage 2 hush kit?
So, very quiet. Yes. And I made her play it or play with it right. for me. I was like, nope, too loud. Out it goes. And she's like, okay. So I really put the fear in her before we got here.
Well, this was your daughter. I mean, she seemed to be interested, but I saw her pop. Talk about popping. In the last hour, I was talking about this guy that gets up to open mic at the Dallas, Texas City Council meeting last week. Open mic. Residents can just show up at the city council meeting and get a couple of minutes before the mic. And this guy shows up on the mic. And he starts in with this.
Vaccinate! You gonna get corona from Mona. Don't vaccinate. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. You gotta vaccinate in the Lone Star State. Vaccination is so great. Vaccinate me all day long. Vaccinate your dad and mom. Vaccinate my body. Vaccinate me at the party. A vaccine dream. I love the vaccine all day long. I want to vaccinate your mom. I want to stick it in your arm. Oh, my, where are you? I want to vaccinate you. But you can't hear my song. Vaccinate me in my thong. Vaccination, right or wrong. Dr. Fauci, give me that ouchie. I want it in my body. Vaccinate me to go to the party. Omar is back. Vaccinate me, white or black. Vaccinate you. Vaccinate who? Vaccinate you all day long. Vaccinate your dad and mom. Vaccinate me in my thong. Vaccinate the mayor. I am a vaccination player. What can I say? I'm the real round sayer. Prime tap, nine and nine. On the ground. All the time, I blow your mind, I spit the rhyme, I commit the crime, I'm always on time, till I'm 99, out of shack, and I grind a shack, and I blow your mind, one more time, vaccinate your mind, vaccinate your body, vaccinate your life, if your vaccination party, I love y'all, peace, God bless, follow my Instagram, IG,
your time is up,
Primetime Shine,
thank you,
Primetime Shine, go to his Instagram, did you go there?
Your time is up.
This guy's fantastic.
He needs to work on his breathing.
Yeah, he's very breathy and
I think he was supposed
panting
to have,
sounding.
I think he was supposed to have music in the beginning, but I don't think it was working. Listen to this. All right, so listen. All right, so do we have the actual audio of his phone not working?
We got to vaccinate our kids. We have to vaccinate them fast and early. But, of course, my phone's not playing. But I had a song that I wanted to do, and of course, it never works when you're trying to make it work. But
so
he's out of breath talking.
Oh, how great! He had like a beat or something.
He had a beat that he was supposed to play, but it didn't work. Anyway, your daughter was rocking out to that, and
she thought this guy was great.
I think she might have learned every single word. All right, when we get back, early morons in the news. It was just a white dude in scrubs, like hospital scrubs, that showed up and started rapping. All right, when we get back, early morons in the news next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Oh, look, here goes Roxanne running down the hall, up right into the studio here. Oh, Roxanne is back here on Q105. You had to run out to your car because you left your coffee in your car.
Now I'm out of breath.
Hold on. You've been in the studio for almost an hour, and you just realized that you left your coffee in your car.
Yeah, I've just been running around doing extra stuff, and it is cold out there. But I'm actually, like, in training because I'm going to Michigan. So this is this little, what are we having? What is it?
Was it 40,
50 degree weather or something?
45, 50 degrees out there?
Preparing me for 9 degrees.
The current temperature is 44 degrees, according to my phone. So 44 degrees. Yeah, I'm sure that coffee is really hot.
So yeah. Roxanne comes, pops her head in the studio.
Why don't you put that metal insulated coffee mug right in the microwave? Let's see what happens. Put that metal mug in the microwave.
In that 50-year-old microwave.
And then it'll be sparking. Yeah. Try that. Why don't we put, let's put Roxanne's metal coffee mug in the microwave in the radio station kitchen for like 10 minutes to see what happens. Hey, Froggy, what do you think?
Idea.
What do you think, Froggy?
That's a good idea.
So Roxanne just ran to her car during the commercial break to get your coffee.
I saw you run. Why are you dressed? Aren't you wearing a sweater or something?
I have a jacket, but I was just telling the guys, you weren't in the room, but I'm training to go out of town this weekend to 9-degree weather.
Yeah, she's heading up to Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Kalamazoo.
Yeah. Kalamazoo and Tigger 2, or I don't know what the... All right, so I've got some early morons in the news, and we got a pile today. Hey, what is not a good idea to do in front of police officers?
There's so many.
All right, well, let's just, give me a guess. What is not a good thing to do in front of the police?
All right, I have a question. Are you in a vehicle or are you not in a vehicle?
In a vehicle. But don't let that sway you. Don't let that give you a false sense of security in your answer.
Okay,
I have a guess.
I wouldn't want to open the driver's door. Go ahead, you go ahead.
You give him the old middle finger totem pole.
That's a good guess. Good answer. Good answer. Good.
Although that is protected First Amendment stuff. Right,
yeah,
there.
Not what I'm looking for, but good answer. Yeah, Rox.
This is completely out of the box, but like, what if, I think it would be a bad idea if you were pulled over and then you asked to like give the officer a palm reading.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a Latin dance or something.
Say what?
You never know where that palm reading will lead.
No. Okay. Palm reading? No.
Not on the board.
Why don't you try to hypnotize the cop while you're at it?
Not on the board. Fessy, you going to guess?
I mean, offer a drag race to him right there?
That's a good guess.
That's good guess.
Rev the engines.
Guess.
And survey says drag racing. No. We're gonna.
How do you offer a drag race?
Like you rolled out.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like to drag race?
Pardon me, sir.
All right, we're going to move it over to the schmucklos, and they have a chance to steal right now.
Constable, would you like to drag race?
Wait, who's the head schmucklo?
All right, here's what you should not do in front of a cop. This is out of Washington State. 28-year-old dude from Kennewick, Washington State, arrested on Sunday morning, a couple of days ago, after smoking meth right in front of police officers, crashing his stolen SUV, and then attempting to flee. This guy's a triple whammy over here.
He just like lit it up right in front of him.
Here's the deal. I'm glad you asked. So cops noticed this vehicle without license plates.
That's a problem.
5:30 in the morning, Sunday morning, no license plates. The Kennewick, Washington Police Department says that the man refused to get out of the vehicle when they pulled him over for having no license plates on his vehicle. They asked him to please get out of the car. This guy refused. And then he asked officers if he could smoke before he exited the SUV. The male occupant, the driver, then proceeded to light a glass smoking device, which officers recognized to be used to ingest methamphetamine. Cops say the man continued to smoke meth, then started the SUV, and then sped away.
So this guy wasn't very specific as to what he wanted to smoke.
Well, yeah, listen. A lot of times you'll see people get arrested, and then they'll be like, can I have a smoke? And then the cop will light it for him.
Listen,
or something nice.
I've
like
seen
that.
Episodes of
Bad Boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Cops are filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All morons of Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. The Love Boat.
So I've seen episodes as well where the guy's like, you know, he knows he's going to go to jail for a while. Well, can I have a smoke?
But I've seen episodes of cops where the guy, the purple, or, you know, woman, man, they'll ask the cop, can I just have a cigarette? And they're like, no.
Yeah, they do that in movies. Well, they really line up for him in movies.
I've just seen nice cops. I mean, Dog the Bounty Hunter will do that for you. He'll hold your cigarette after
I've
you arrest
seen
you.
Episodes of cops. And the perp has asked, hey, can I get a smoke, man? Can I smoke? And the cop's like, no. I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Cops where the suspect asks, hey, can I just have a smoke? I don't think I've ever seen an episode where the cop says, oh, yeah, hey, why don't you have a pack while you're at it?
No, you know where they let them smoke, right? Would be when they're interrogating them about a murder. Because they want them to talk. So they're like, yeah, I like that for you. Like in First 48.
That's only on TV and movies, I think.
I love watching interrogations, on real ones, right? And I've never seen somebody smoke.
What do you mean you like watching where do you watch real interrogations?
YouTube, BlueDot.com. I mean, there's all kinds of places.
Oh, wow, look at you.
Great interrogations.
So this guy gets pulled over, no license plate, asks cops if he can smoke. He proceeds to fire up a methamphetamine glass pipe and smoke. Then he takes off. Then the 28-year-old imbetard, he lost control of the SUV, drove through a stop sign, over a hump, and crashed into a parked car. Yeah, then the police department says the guy tried to run from officers, was caught a short time later, arrested for possession of a stolen vehicle, driving under the influence, drug possession. Man, this guy got it all handed.
Oh, you know what a meth pipe looks like?
It's a glass tube.
Right, but you know what? These glass tubes that they look like my massage things for my face. So you have these like wands with a ball on the end, and sometimes they have liquid in them, and you cool them, and then you like put them on your face for under eye bags. It looks exactly like a meth pipe.
Or like those little glass containers that used to be at the front register of seedy convenience stores with a little rose inside. You remember that?
Yeah.
They're still there.
Are they still there?
Yeah, they sell the... Excuse me, it's not a pipe. It's a beautiful glass-tubed rose, as the display says.
It's a little mini vase, which also doubles as a meth or a crack pipe.
Get this rose out of here. Hurry up.
You're telling me... And it's not like 7-Eleven. It's not like...
Oh, no.
It's not 7-Eleven, Circle K, Wawa, yeah, Racetrack, Thornton's.
It's like Hank's Gas has it.
Yeah, it's like some one-off, like really sloppy-looking convenience store.
And those are the best. I just love those kind.
They're awesome.
So you can still find... I don't go to a lot of those places, but they're still selling those little roses at the front register that with a glass vase doubles as a crack pipe?
You really have to get off of the interstate and into the neighborhood to find those kind of places.
You ready for a nice poisoning story?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Hey, kids, gather around. It's time for poisoning story time. Hey, Cook, do you have any story time music? Yeah, you like lullaby story time music?
Let's see what we got.
Yeah, see what you got. Yeah, a little, you know, like lullaby and goodnight, you know, something like that. Anyway, an Indiana guy accused of killing his roommate by repeatedly spiking her beverages with.
That's an audio clue?
Yes, it is.
I know exactly what it is.
Oh, look at this.
This is creepy.
It's story time with MJ. And now, a lovely poisoning story. All right, so, Fessa, what was my...
Okay.
What's my audio clue?
That might be the best audio clue you've ever given.
Really?
Okay. Is windshield wiper fluid.
Oh,
oh wow.
Yes, absolutely.
You have
right.
that sound.
You guys are like brain chairs.
Yeah.
We have actual audio from my windshield wipers when they were broken and currently are disabled and haven't worked for 3 months.
Yeah.
I told you how to fix them.
Here.
Listen to it.
Fess's windshield wipers. Anyway, no, you got it. Yeah, so this is a windshield wiper-esque story. Guy in Indiana kills the roommate, a woman, by spiking her beverages with windshield fluid because she was in disapproval of his heavy drinking habits. So she, the roommate, would complain that he was drinking too much alcohol, so he starts spiking her drinks with windshield wiper fluid. Thomas Holyfield has been charged with murder in the poisoning death of his 64-year-old roommate. Poor Pamela Keltz died of methanol poisoning. And he contacted authorities the day prior, confessing to the fatal crime, prior to his arrest, I guess.
Well, she was meddling quite a bit. If that's just her roommate, it's not like a boyfriend.
It's not like a lover's quarrel. Yeah. It's awful.
As your roommate, I think you drink too much. Here, have some windshield wiper fluid.
Upon learning that Keltz was poisoned, doctors at the Franciscan Health Center in Michigan City, they changed their course of treatment, but ultimately she was declared brain dead from methanol poisoning. It's a terrible story.
Terrible. I wasn't paying attention. I didn't hear the death part.
Yeah, she died.
Oh.
She's not, you know, running a marathon or nothing.
Methanol poisoning, death by windshield wiper fluid. What the heck is going on here? All right, when we get back, I got to continue with a couple of items here. Maybe the dumbest selfie of all time. Or certainly one of the dumbest selfies of all time. If this happens to you, really, you would take a selfie? And we've got photographic proof. We've got a photo of the woman taking a photo in a very precarious situation. Hold on. And then, man, there's a really cool story. I love this. A bank robber was busted when cops did this. I love this. Oh, this is a great, great story. All right, hold on to that thought, because we'll dive into that in a moment, in just a minute, here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show. All right, 7 o'clock here at the MJ Morning Show, rolling up on 7:01 here on a Tuesday morning. We're all back in the studio together. Froggy is off of Omicron home detention. And, of course, Froggy was home because Froggy's house was Omicron rated number 1. Yeah.
Boy, don't miss that.
What? Omicron rated number 1. 1, 1, 1, 1.
I'm number 1 at dodging the beast that is Omicron.
Yeah.
I'm like a ninja. Look, where am I? I'm over here. Where am I? I'm over here.
Yeah, Froggy is poking COVID and Omicron in the eye because Froggy claims that he is Omicron and COVID. Invincible.
So how's your son with the COVID?
Everybody's doing great right now. Everybody came out of quarantini last night.
Right.
Had a couple of quarantinis to celebrate.
Right.
And, you know, now we're all back. All is good.
But Kim, what about Kim? Is she still under protocol? Kim is
she's still in her own little room for a couple more days.
All right.
Nobody's seen her. We don't even know. I think she snuck out the window a couple days ago. Who knows where she is?
All right. So how long is that leg hair now?
Oh, I could twist it up.
Well, how long is what leg hair?
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
Kim's been locked up now for, a week?
Doesn't mean she's locked up without razors.
Why
she's
would you
still showering a razor. She's not you.
Why would you jump to her leg hair has grown like Rapunzel's hair?
No, I don't know. I mean, I remember once a woman told me, she goes, oh, I'm off work for a week. 1 week and not shaving my legs.
Is that what you're thinking about?
She has that laser stuff. So.
Rapunzel, let down your leg hair. Let me climb up the tower via your leg hair.
Let me swing one leg out over the ledge.
And if she's from France and a woman, let me climb up your pit hair.
I'm so glad you said
what?
Nothing.
No, that's a
yeah. Froggy, you got to quit poking COVID and Omicron in the eye.
All right, everybody, you want to play a game? Guess the sound effect.
Guess the sound effect.
I know what it is. I'm going to recuse myself because I already know what it is.
How do you know? You're in the game. I didn't tell you.
It sounds like your kidneys are beating.
No, he's poking.
I'm COVID, poking.
Omicron
of the chest.
No, that'd be more like...
Roxanne, you knew that.
That'd be more like... hang on.
Oh, my God.
Are you sneezing over there?
I'm going to puke.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Now, poking Omicron in the chest would be more like... All right, moving along. We've got the dumbest selfie of all time. Did you see the woman who drove onto the ice with her car in Canada? I generally don't do many foreign idiot stories here, but I've got the picture. I sent it to Coop. We've got a post. Is this up on our website? Did we post this up on MJMorningShow.com?
Yeah, there's picture, there's video. We got it up right now.
All right. And then, yeah, people from the shore took video. This dumb woman, she drove onto the ice, onto the Rideau River, if I'm pronouncing it properly, in Ottawa, Canada. She drives onto the ice on this bright, like French's mustard yellow car.
That's the last color of car I would want.
It's a taxi cab color.
She could be a taxi driver.
Seriously.
In New York. It is bright. When I say it's the color of a French's mustard plastic squirt bottle, that's the color of her car.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's even more yellow than your typical taxi.
Is it chartreuse? Let me see.
Chartreuse is not yellow.
Are you kidding? You're gonna try me on colors?
Am I wrong?
Froggy is
that's the number one fishing lure color in Florida,
yeah.
Buddy.
Chartreuse is yellow.
Yeah, and I accept your apology now. I'll come in there and karate chop you.
Well,
chartreuse is yellow. What is it then? Brown?
Hang on.
It's yellow green, actually.
I would think chartreuse is more of a green, Froggy.
Yeah, hold on.
No, it's yellow.
Chartreuse.
Bright yellow.
I would think it's more color. Of a lime green is a chartreuse.
Dude, it's
a
lime green. Dude, chartreuse is like a lime green safety vest that the tow truck driver's wearing on the side of the interstate when he's helping a disabled vehicle. It's not bright yellow like a French's mustard.
Wait, that looks yellow. Oh, I'm colorblind, guys.
Froggy is colorblind, MJ. Oh,
that's not yellow?
Oh.
Oh, go ahead. Make fun of my disability. I go straight to HR. Colorblind.
That's right.
I thought it was bright yellow. Are you serious?
That's right. Froggy's colorblind. I forgot that.
It's green? Chartreuse is green?
If you're colorblind, why are you coming at him over colors?
I could have sworn because chartreuse is such a popular bass fishing color.
No, it's green. Like algae.
It's like a radioactive slime. It's like a slime green.
It's like Nickelodeon slime.
Nickelodeon slime green.
I hate this disability.
It's not yellow. All right, so where was it? Oh, this dope. This woman drives her car onto an icy river. The car falls through the ice. She gets out of the car. The woman, the whole front of the car is submerged. So the engine compartment, the hood, the front of the car is submerged in the water. The roof and the back of the car still sticking out. She's on a tilt. She's on an angle because the front of the car is tilting through the ice into the river.
By the way, can I tell you, this is one of my fears. So this whole thing is very uncomfortable.
She is.
You need to worry about that around here.
Wait a minute. You have a fear of falling through the ice?
Yes. Big time.
Like being a major ice hole?
Just being somewhere where it's cold and fall. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be there in a couple days.
That's right. You might. What if you drive your rental car? Because you're flying to Kalamazoo.
Yeah. No, Detroit.
You're flying to Detroit, then you're driving to Kalamazoo?
Yes.
Yeah, it's essentially across the state.
That's a long drive. You could lose control and drive onto an icy lake or pond or river and, ooh. That's
Kalamazoo dead.
That could be a premonition.
Stop, guys.
Oh, man.
You're freaking her out.
Be careful.
I don't want to be a morons in the news.
Make sure you chain up. All right. So this woman, this
chain up. What are you going to chain yourself to the chair in case you do sink so you can't get out?
I tell you what, just bring some of those chains from your personal life and bring those with you in your luggage, right? All right. So what?
I can't believe it. This guy.
Why? What?
This guy's talking about chains.
You're awfully punchy today, Froggy.
So, yeah.
I've been at home for 2 weeks.
You've been captive at home for six shows. Yeah,
Froggy's back in the studio. Froggy's feeling a little punchy. All right. So this woman drives onto the river. The car goes through the ice. She gets out of the car. The car is sinking. She gets onto the roof, and then she walks onto the back window. She's standing on the rear window as the car is submerged in the water in the river, and she is pictured holding her phone up, and she's taking a selfie of herself. She's taking a selfie of herself on the back window of her car, and it looks like she's smiling.
What's the problem with this?
She's about to die.
She can't do anything else. She's documenting her demise or her right before she gets hit. She can't jump for safety.
Well, the good news is that, first of all, we have this picture on our website. Go to MJMorningShow.com. Go to MJMorningShow.com if you want to see this. And it turns out that people on the shore, they like tied a rope onto a kayak. I guess there were homes along this river, and someone had a kayak, and they pushed the kayak out to her attached to a rope onto the ice, so she was able to get into the kayak, and then you can see that they pull her to shore in a kayak across the ice, because no one wanted to walk onto the ice. I mean, she just drove onto the ice, and her car fell through. And
is she from there?
Nope, she's from Barbados.
Oh, wow.
No.
She had no idea that this
I thought the road was white. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the Barbados is very hilly. She's very used to that.
No snow. I'm sure she's from Canada, eh? She was all out and about, and her car punches through the ice, and what does she do? She gets onto the roof, then she gets onto the back window and takes a selfie as her car is sinking into icy, frigid waters.
A good attitude about it, at least.
Yeah. By the way, she was charged. She was rescued by a neighbor who supplied the kayak. The woman was charged with reckless driving.
Yeah. He charged her? What?
Yeah. She drove onto a river.
Yeah. Rivers aren't major thoroughfares for cars.
Even in Canada.
Yeah. Just regularly.
But it was an accident. Obviously, you're going to charge her for that. So
she was charged with one count of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle.
What if her MapQuest just told her to turn right now?
Yeah, like the officer.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, listen to this. Oh, you mean the GPS was talking?
Turn right. Hey, there's a pun there.
You know,
we just saw that episode.
The office.
I love that.
Oh yeah. Did they drive down a boat ramp or something?
No, they drove directly into a pond.
Steve Brown.
No,
Michael just turned.
That has happened. We've had stories in the past where. And a lot of times it's like elderly drivers. It's like, turn right here.
Okay.
And you'll forget the fact that it is a drainage ditch. They'll drive right over, smash through a railing into a culvert or a drainage ditch.
So, we don't have a great photograph of this person on top of her car, but she looks to be.
No, we do have a. What are you talking about?
She does. I can't tell her exact age. She could be 22 or she could be 42.
I think the picture is fantastic. Her car is sinking. It's a mustard yellow car.
The fact that she's taking a selfie, I'm going to go with 22. Yeah, closer to that.
Exactly.
42-year-old would be freaking out.
Would you guys not do the same thing? MG, would you not bust out on Instagram Live on that certified Todd Schnitt if you were in a car sinking and you had 5 or 10 minutes of doing nothing but waiting to be rescued?
Hey, everybody. I'm live now. I'm a moron. I drove onto the ice. My car punched through. My car is sinking. I'm now on the back window, and I'm holding my phone up, and hey, I'm Instagram living right now as I'm about to fall into the frigid waters with my car. Anyway, they rescued her. Cops said that the ice she drove on is thinner than other parts of the river, and that ice conditions this time of year can be unpredictable. Ooh. But and the cop said no ice is safe ice. All right,
that's good words to live by.
Yeah, so I just don't know why the hell. We don't know why she drove onto the ice, but anyway. I believe it's a younger individual. I think it's probably a Generation Z or a millennial woman. And I guess in times of emergency, the first thing that pops in your head is, bah! Selfie time!
That's how Twitter was born, when Sully landed on the Hudson. That's like how Twitter exploded, because people on the plane started taking pictures when they were trying to get rescued.
Yeah, maybe you're right. That seems to be a familiar story to me. Thank you.
No. Yeah. Brace for impact. Take a selfie.
All right. I have, this is a great, oh, by the way, I got a text from a police officer buddy of mine, a TPD officer. And last segment, we were talking about the guy that got pulled over, asked officers, hey, can I have a smoke? And then he just whips out a meth pipe and starts smoking meth in front of the cops, then takes off, high speed chase. And then we started talking about how in episodes of Cops, I've seen the perp say, hey, can I just have a cigarette? And the cops always say no. And a TPD buddy of mine said the reason why we say no is because they are in our custody and we're responsible for them. So, yeah, hey, listen, that one extra cigarette could put them over the lung cancer line of demarcation, you know? So, all right, listen to this. What are you laughing at?
That one cigarette. We isolated the lung cancer to this one cigarette as you were being apprehended.
It was that one that did it. I love this story. It is a bank robbery story, but that it has a twist. This is a Michigan story, so you're headed up to Kalamazoo at the end of the week, Roxanne.
Trip prep, yep.
This is Garden City, Michigan, and I love this. A guy robs a bank. The guy's name is Ali Hussein Farhat. You know, if we just put a T in the middle of his name.
I was about to say, is it Fartat?
No, it's Farhat. It's Farhat.
Oh, that's no fun.
Ali Hussein Farhat. I'm guessing that, Froggy, if you knew this guy, you'd be calling him Fart Hat all the time, right?
Yeah, he would be Fart Hat.
So this guy is accused of robbing a Chase Bank in Rochester Hills, Minnesota, on New Year's Eve.
Michigan.
I'm thinking of Rochester, Minnesota. Sorry. So this guy robs a Chase Bank. This is New Year's Eve, December 31st, Rochester Hills, right? According to the Oakland County Sheriff's Office up there, he gave a note to the teller and said this is a robbery, place large bills in a bag. The note said that people would die if the teller did not comply. He implied that he had a weapon, but no weapon was seen. So the guy runs out of the bank after the robbery. They used surveillance video to link the robber to a 2009 Chevy Avalanche. That's the pickup truck with the
little plastic parts behind the
can. You know what? Chevy Avalanches, which I don't think they make those anymore. They're pretty distinct looking, like pickup truck. Like a four-door pickup truck, right?
It's a four-door with a plastic part.
They were chunky. They were very, like, chunky with, like, that. It was just a chunky-looking pickup truck. So the guy's driving a 2009 Chevy Avalanche, right? And detectives, through their research, trying to figure out who the bank robber was, they found that this Avalanche, so they thought, was listed for sale on Facebook Marketplace. So they're on social media. They find an Avalanche for sale locally that fits the description of the getaway vehicle for the robber that just knocked off the bank.
Oh, this is some good police work.
It really is. So the cops, they get a hold of him on, you know, the social media sales platform. I think it was Facebook Marketplace. And they make an arrangement to come look at the 2009 Chevy Avalanche that's for sale. Cops show up. The detectives are obviously, you know, just dressed as, well, just normal guys, and they want to buy the vehicle. And they, this is great. So they call the guy for a test drive. And during the test drive, they, I guess, I don't know if they actually got on the road to do it. They arrest the guy during. So this dude meets the cops in a parking lot, in a gas station. And they said, oh, this is the guy. And they arrest him on the spot. They found the BB gun in his home that looked like a real gun, and then some other evidence. Anyway, the guy was charged with armed robbery and bank robbery. Guy's got prior convictions for driving while license suspended, second-degree retail fraud, operating motor vehicle while impaired, third-degree retail fraud. This guy's a menace. But, I mean, isn't that great? They determined that the 2009 Chevy Avalanche was also for sale locally on social media, and they said, oh, yeah, we're interested in your Avalanche. Yeah, come on down. Let's meet up. Let's do a test drive. And the cops arrest him.
That's clever. Cops like to be creative sometimes.
I look at stuff all the time on Facebook Marketplace. I never think, was this just used in a crime?
MJ, what was that old story where the cops were arresting? It was a big sting operation, and before they arrested him, they played, like, a song. It was like...
Okay, I know the whole story.
What was it?
It was in New York City. This is the mob. Up in New York City, they rounded up all these low-level mob guys with, like, a Meet the Yankees breakfast, and they had a band there, and the band's name was Spock, cop spelt backwards.
Oh, yeah.
And they played the song, I Fought the Law, and the Law
that's
Won.
Right.
And these guys, and all these mobsters are rocking out, like, I fought the law, and the law won. And then,
hey,
and
Coop,
then,
give me some I Fought the Law, and the Law Won, right?
The name of the band was Spock, cop spelt backwards. And all these old mobsters, all these Goombas there with the Yankee stuff. It was Meet the Yankees breakfast in the Bronx.
It's just like cops just like to play with people sometimes, like,
and
that.
They all, you know, showed up.
But those stories, those have been fairly prevalent. Or they do a roundup, and I think different police agencies around the country have done this. They'll do what they, like, a bunch of outstanding warrants, and they'll send out notices, hey, you've just won a free cruise.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
That's another one. You've won a free vacation, and then they'll set up, like, a room. They'll, like, rent a room in, like, a local hotel for the big prize giveaway, and it's like...
I mean, the one song a mobster doesn't want to sing.
What version was that? Who was that?
Because this is the Clash.
Yeah, what was that? Fallout Boy.
Oh, that's the Clash version. Yeah, let me hear a little more of that. That's a good rendition. I mean, there's probably tons of folks have done. I Fought the Law, and the Law Won. Yeah, so that's been done, where the cops come up with a ruse. They send out all these invitations. Hey, you just won 10 grand. You just want a cruise. And they'll have a room, like, in a hotel. They'll have a whole stage set up and, like...
Come to the lobby of the Hilton.
No. They actually have, like, a banquet room. They have chairs set up. And then they have, like, this whole room filled with folks with outstanding warrants. They showed up, and then suddenly, like, 50 cops enter from all doors, surround the place, and everyone's placed under arrest.
It's like that movie Bernie, when they had the radio contest, when they arrested a guy. They had him enter the contest where he had to hold on to the car for 5 days.
That's classic stuff. Oh, I got to tell you about the chicken nugget story. You're not going to believe what's happening to my son.
To Julian.
Julian, my son, and the chicken nuggets.
Oh, no.
Wait till you hear this. This is going to be crazy. All right. Also, Coop, we got to get into, how did I tease your issue? What was the actual teaser that I used?
I think it was, I have a crazy Uber Eats story or something, or
yeah, I remember
stupid
because
Uber Eats story,
right,
or
a member of the staff had a crazy Uber Eats experience.
All right. There are a couple of issues with Coop, our producer, and Uber Eats. I've got to address this. All right, so hold on. We got a. That's just a fraction of what's coming up in our long MJ Morning Show chunk next, uninterrupted on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. Folks, spread the word for us. Let everyone you know that the MJ Morning Show is back here on Q105, 104.7 FM. Yeah, whoever you run into, just even total strangers. Let's say you're at Walmart and you're just cruising down the aisle. Just start telling people, hey, do you know the MJ Morning Show is back? On yes. Q105 with yes. Fester and Froggy and MJ, and Roxanne has joined them, and they got this goofy producer named Coop. Yeah, just start telling total strangers that the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105.
That's a great idea.
All right, we got to talk about Froggy's package that showed up at his door.
He took about my package all day. Yeah.
Sully, our buddy Sully, Anthony Sullivan from OxyClean, and Anthony Sullivan for OxyClean. So Sully drops off a package at Froggy's doorstep. I mean, personally.
Yeah, literally. British guy. I've never had a British guy at my house before.
All right, we'll get into that in just a second. But first, the chicken nugget story. My son, who's up at boarding school in Connecticut, is having PDQ withdrawal. He can't get the PDQ nuggets. Loves the PDQ nuggets or tenders or sandwich. And there's no PDQ up in Connecticut just yet. At some point, maybe there'll be a Connecticut expansion. So Julian, in order to get like his nugget fix, at his boarding school, they're able to do like Target runs, like go to Target, or there's a supermarket nearby in the town where he goes to boarding school. But the story is one of the supply chain issues that's going on right now, apparently chicken nuggets. Like the regular chicken nugget bites, or what's the dinosaur? Is it the
Dino Nuggets?
The Tyson,
Dino Bites? What are they called?
Yeah, Dino Bites or whatever. The dinosaur they are out of stock. And there's like a supply issue apparently with the chicken nuggets and the dinosaur nuggets. Those aren't them. You want the Tyson ones. Those are Dino Buddies. Those are a ripoff. Yeah, those are different. Right there, it's the red bag. It's the red bag. Those are the Tyson Fun Nuggets, and they're dinosaur shaped, and they can't find these anywhere. So Julian and his roommates, they're having withdrawal. Well, now we fast forward to my pals from high school. Now, this is really interesting. In the last, 3 to 4 months, now we've all kind of talked individually, my buddies from high school, Kyle and Doug and Mike.
These are your buddies.
These are my buddies from high school. We're talking Cox High School, Virginia Beach, Virginia, class of 84. And these are my best buddies.
Are these the guys that do smoke pot?
Some of them, I think, do partake these days, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. It's nothing to do with the story. Or maybe it does, because if there's a dino bite connection.
That's what I'm thinking.
So some of my buddies, I think maybe some recreational, maybe occasionally. All right. I don't know. I don't know exactly which. Well, it just come up in conversation. All right. So this is crazy. Julian is complaining about he can't find dinosaur nuggets anywhere, can't find the chicken nuggets anywhere. And it turns out that one of my friends in my friend group, which we've all kind of reconnected, and we've got like a text group going on.
So you text each other on this thing called a phone?
What do you mean, why is
this? You make it sound like text groups are the latest invention.
We have a text group going. No, okay. But we've all reconnected.
Good.
And all four of us are on a text group.
And just sending snarky stuff back and forth.
We sometimes we don't text for a couple of days, and then next day we're like texting for an hour, and it's just, you know, it's remembering old stuff from yesteryear, and just talking about good times and what's going on these days. So we've reconnected after all these years.
I've never thought of you as an old man until just now when you said yesteryear.
We're talking about the good old days. All right. So we've reconnected. I think a lot of people listening, maybe you've reconnected with old friends from high school. And we have this text group going. And I don't know how it came up, but I do know that one of my friends in the group is an engineer for one of the big food manufacturers in the country. Turns out that they have a whole line of chicken products. They're into they do food. It's a big company, and they do food processing, all kinds. I mean, tons of different foods. So somehow it came up because I knew that he was in the food business for a huge, I think, Fortune 500 company. And he's this engineer dude, got a good job, has been with them for like 35 years or something. And it comes up that my son can't find these chicken nuggets anywhere. And he said, give me his address. I'll have some sent. Because part of their product, they do chicken nuggets. They do all kinds of meats, beef, and they do everything. It's a big, big company.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. So, Julian can't find the nuggets. I've solved the problem. Apparently, later this week, Julian is going to get a delivery of like 100 pounds of nuggets.
See, that's the thing about knowing somebody at the corporate office.
Cases of nuggets that are going to be sent, I think, on dry ice. He's going to get this huge shipment of like 100 pounds of nuggets.
Where are they going to be stored?
Under his bed. No,
you can't just eat nuggets. Well, it's not good for you.
Well, here's the deal.
Don't you get jaundice from it or something?
What?
My cousin ate too many carrots and she got turned orange, basically.
Okay, that's too many carrots.
That's carotene.
Yeah.
So, Julian, later this week, I think it's going to be like Thursday or Friday, is going to get 200 pounds of chicken nuggets in cases sent to his school. And I guess now he's scrambling because he knows people in the cafeteria. So he's making arrangements to store his cases of nuggets inside the walk-in freezer at his school.
MJ.
Yes.
He might have a little business here. I mean, how many nuggets are we talking? Are we talking like 500 boxes?
Dude, it's 200 pounds. So
he's in the nugget business.
I gotta check my. It's either 100 pounds or 200. Oh, no, I know what it is. It's each case is 20 pounds. All right, so
five cases?
He's getting five cases of 20 pounds of nuggets.
Whoa.
So he's gonna have 100 pounds of nuggets that are gonna be like air freighted to him on dry ice from this huge food company in which my friend from high school is some kind of bigwig.
That is the issue with knowing somebody at the corporate office. You know, one time I had a friend who worked for the Clorox corporate office.
Yeah.
And Clorox represents Kingsford.
Right.
And he's like, hey, yeah, you like our charcoal? I was like, yeah. We started talking. And he's like, let me send you some. I was like, that'd be great. He's like, I'll send you a few bags. I'm like, wonderful. And then a FedEx freight truck pulls up in front of my house with a pallet of Kingsford charcoal.
A pallet.
Like
they needed like with a lift gate, and they had to use a pallet jack to drop it in your driveway.
The guy had to drop a metal ramp through my rain trough between my street and my driveway to get the forklift up to my house. And it was like 86 bags. And I call him back. I'm like, dude, what the hell are you doing? Because like that's the cheapest way for me to send it.
So that's the nugget story. Julian is getting
to send a truckload because it's cheaper.
100 pounds of nuggets are going to be dropped off at Julian's
school.
He's going
to be like the chicken man in Breaking Bad.
Seriously, dude.
And, you know, the deal is, his roommates and they have an air fryer in the room, which I don't know if they're supposed to have, but they have an air fryer, so he's going to have this endless supply of 100 pounds of chicken nuggets.
JulianNuggets.com. Well,
this is going to out his nugget consumption and his air fryer because, you know, he can't just go get one bag on a Tuesday and the cafeteria lady not raise an eyebrow. Like, what, are you going to eat them raw?
Froggy has a brand new feature that he's going to launch in a few minutes. Froggy, do we want to do this with listener participation? Do we want to have...
It's up to you. I mean, it could if you want to give that a shot. Do we have anything to give away today?
Well, I don't know, but maybe just for the fun of it.
Yeah, maybe for the fun.
Either we can guess your little songs, or we can have listeners call in.
Okay, and we can do that.
Are you calling this the 8-Bit Hit Game? Is that it?
It's called Name the 8-Bit Hit, and it's a Hal Herman production. I don't know what you're mentioning Froggy for.
You're not quite game show announcer pukey enough. Can you make it a little pukier for me?
Sure, yes. Now, listen, the name of the game is Name the 8-Bit.
That's too pukey.
He needs a music. Behind it.
There's got to be a balance between the first one and that last one.
Now I have no idea what the hell you said. Right, so Froggy's got a new game show, which I think, instead of playing amongst ourselves, I think I'm going to involve you, the MJ Morning Show listener, to play the 8-Bit Hit. What's the name of it again?
Name? Oh, because you know what the 8-Bit. Do you know what an 8-Bit is?
All right, well, hold on. I'm going to have you explain in just a second.
Son of a...
I have a request, though. I have a request for one of the songs that I played yesterday. And if you didn't hear this yesterday, this is as we're ramping up to get a brand new area code in the Tampa Bay area. So starting this week, you're going to have to start dialing a 10-digit number for all local calls here in the Tampa Bay area. So January 22nd, which is going to be Saturday, right? January 22nd is Saturday. So Saturday the 22nd, if you like live in Hillsborough County.
Yes.
And you call your friend or you have something in your address book. And let's say you just have like 410 and then the number, but you don't have like 813 is the area code. Now, if you're in 813, your phone's 813, and just go to your directory, your address book, and you hit the number, and you don't have the area code, it's gone through, because it knows it's your phone, knows it's a local number. But starting on Saturday, you're going to have to dial 813, and then the number. So a 10-digit number, same thing, like 727 as well. So if you're in Pinellas County and you have, let's say, mom or your brother or your friend or work, and you just have the 7-digit number, the 522, starting on Saturday in the Tampa Bay area, you're going to have to dial the area code because they're ramping up for this new area code that's going to hit officially February 21st. So a month from this Saturday. They're going to start dealing out the 656 area code because 813 has run out. They've run out of 813 numbers, so we're getting a new area code, 656. And it kind of sucks, I got to be honest. I mean, who wants a 656? Yeah,
I got an idea for a T-shirt when it comes out. 6-5 sucks.
Oh, 6-5.
Oh, that's good.
6-5. Instead of the I, you put a U.
6-5 sucks and 6-5 ick. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I think it's what Roxanne just sort of said. 6-5 ick.
Sucks is better.
Well, folks, guess what? In order to prepare everybody for this new sucky area code.
Listen to this.
What's the matter with the code I'm using? Because they say that it's out of style. Now I've got to use 10 digits, baby, every time that I want to dial. Maybe I'm just too sentimental, but 656 is too detrimental. Everybody's talking about the new code, honey, but it's still 813 to me.
Yeah, it's still 813 to me. Boo! Thank you, Billy. Billy cut that special for us, by the way. All right, Froggy, you ready to roll?
Hang on a second.
Are you ready to let it rip?
Al, you ready?
All right, folks.
Here I come. Yeah, here's Al Herman.
This is going to be listener involvement here on the MJ Morning Show. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for America's favorite game show. It's the 8-Bit Hit Game, or what do you call
it? Excuse me, it's my game show. I'll say the name of it. Welcome to Name the 8-Bit Hit.
All right,
Right. What do you think? Right. New season, new microphone. Right.
Froggy is assuming his persona of game show host Hal Herman.
That's right. Hal Herman, number one game show host in the county.
All
right,
so that a boom mic?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that like the exact opposite?
My friend does. It holds it for the Buccaneers games, so I borrowed it.
Thanks, Gene Deckerhoff
impression. That's right, Gene.
All right, so this is Name the 8-Bit Hit.
Yeah, yes.
And we're going to let our listeners play, so... Let's explain the game. I'll give the phone number out, and then we'll just line up contestants to play Name the 8-Bit Hit. All right, Froggy, what is an 8-Bit Hit?
If you think back to the early days of video games, think back to the games like Pong, the Super Mario. Everything was boop, boop, boop. Computer-generated 8-bit music.
Oh, sort of like the Pac-Man thing.
Yeah, yes.
Right.
You got it dead on. So, what I have... So, it's basically these are big hits. Number one hits.
All right, so these are big songs that have been done in the
8-bit.
In the 8-bit computer, like Atari Pong.
Perfect. Think of Tetris.
Pac-Man.
All right, Pac-Man, yeah. It's like
think of Tetris.
Just that computery kind of...
Yes. So what I have here is I have 12 hit songs.
12 hit
Everybody
songs.
Everybody knows these songs.
Right.
All
right.
But the challenge is, can you identify them in 8-bit? Therefore, it's called Name the 8-Bit Hit. All right, here we go. Are you guys ready?
Let's...
Do you want to do an example first, buddy?
I think I'm confused.
What? Well, are you stupid?
Are you going to play video game music? Is that what you're going to do?
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, yeah, just so, for the fat, so, I mean, layman terms.
Okay, yes. It took you a while to get this. It's just video game music from the old school stuff.
These are big songs that are being performed in that 8-bit cheap computer video game music.
Who is this massive idiot you have sitting here looking like a looking like Kool-Aid?
Hal, I don't appreciate it with your fake microphone.
Don't put down my game show. I'm
trying to get clarification.
I'll kick you.
Let's go to phones right now. The MJ Morning Show listening audience, you are invited right now to join in on the maiden voyage.
Oh, boy.
This is the first ever.
I'm nervous now.
All you have to do is call up and you can play Name That 8-Bit Hit.
So, I mean, the game is as easy as it gets. Identify the song and that's it.
We'll play the song for you and you just tell us what song it is. All right, let's go. 800-990-1047.
My goodness. Now, at first, I thought that this would be a good game show to play between you three.
All right. 800-990-1047. Yeah. I've moved this from us playing as a morning show where you're quizzing Fester or me or Roxanne or Coop. I've changed. I think we're going to do listener involvement here.
Now, they're going to be able to hear the song down the phone line, saying.
Yeah, so,
that's
folks,
amazing technology you guys have.
Call up right now. We're going to play the song. You'll be able to hear it over the phone. And you tell us what hit song it is in 8-bit.
My goodness, I don't know if the listeners could handle this. It might be too challenging.
The phones are ringing off the hook. So 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047.
We're kind of just figuring this out as we go along. Are we going to, like, pit the listeners against one another?
No. It's just one listener, and they get to guess. And if they...
How fun. It's just a fun game.
And if they get it wrong, we'll go to the next caller.
All right, we'll find out if it's fun or not.
They have to eat an arsenic pill if they get it wrong. That's part of the game.
They have to eat an arsenic pill.
Find it right in the back bowler.
All right, every line is jammed. Coop is getting them lined up. First,
look at those phones!
Oh, my God. Every line is lit.
Unbelievable!
All right.
We don't even know what we're doing, and everybody wants to play.
Apparently,
What is the matter with you?
Roxanne, we do know what we're doing.
The game can't be easier to understand.
We're going to play well-known songs that are done in cheesy computer music. And people have to guess what song it is.
So, what don't you do?
So you're going to play a tune and somebody asks, like, oh, it's from, you know, Asteroids.
It's a real song.
It's a real song. A hit song.
Okay.
I'm going to kick him in the face. I have no idea what's going on here.
Listen to the show.
What don't you get,
Roxanne half understands. I one quarter understand.
We are going to play real songs that are done in cheesy computer music.
Should we do an example?
We're just going to play.
As long as our contestants understand what's happening.
My goodness.
John is first up in Bradenton. John, do you understand the game?
I totally understand the game. I think it's fantastic.
Of course,
well,
you understand.
I do, that's another story, but it sounds great.
All right. John, let's go. Hal, would you like to intro it?
All right. Welcome to the show, John. All you have to do is name this 8-bit hit.
Here we go.
All right.
Yeah.
I keep listening.
Here we go.
Africa.
Yes! We got it! Yes! It's Africa! From Toto!
Okay.
Unbelievable!
Yes!
Yeah!
John, great job.
I'm gonna say it.
Okay, I would like to announce that I now understand the game. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank God you.
Thanks for demoing it, John.
Fantastic.
Good job, John.
John. Thank you, dude. That is, you got it right off the bat, the maiden voyage, and you got it.
Unbelievable.
That's right. Hopefully it's not like the Titanic's maiden voyage.
Thank you, John.
Leave the jokes to us, John.
John, thanks, buddy. All right, do you guys get the freaking game now?
I understand now. Okay.
Wow, you guys aren't quick.
And that very long intro Africa apparently has, I still had no idea it was until it kicked in.
Oh, it's a good one, I tell you what.
All right, back to the phones. Folks, you want to play Name That 8-Bit Hit? As soon as a line clears up, you can get in. 800-990-1047. We got a whole list of these things to play. 800-990-1047. Let's grab Janet in Tampa. Janet, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Welcome.
Hello.
Hal, would you like to talk to Janet?
Hi, Miss Janet. Or should I say Jackson if you're nasty? What's up, Janet? Welcome to the show. Okay. Do you want to play?
I do.
Here we go, Janet. Name this 8-bit hit.
I know the song. I can sing it.
Oh!
go ahead and sing it.
Janet, are you okay?
Just sing what you know then.
Right here.
I do. I need the beginning again.
Janet, I can't believe you don't know this.
Oh, wow, Janet. Oh.
Think of like Twinkle Twinkle.
Janet, you're terrible at this game.
Well, no, hold on.
I know it. It's from Shrek.
It's from Shrek?
Oh, yeah, it is.
I was looking kind of dumb with my...
Da-da.
There you go.
The name.
Hey, now.
You're a...
Hey, now, you're a rock star.
Well,
that's wrong.
This game was nothing but winners, but we have our first loser.
Thank
you,
Janet. Thanks for playing, Janet. Hold on,
good try.
Did she say, "Hey, now you're a rock star"?
Yeah, because I think they say. Do they say it that way in Trek?
I don't know. All right, let's see if someone else can pick it up.
All right,
Chris is in Paso Grill.
Lovely area.
Chris, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Let's see if you can guess this 8-bit hit. Chris, do you know it?
Chris?
Chris, are you there?
I'm there. I'm here.
All right, Chris, what song is that, Chris?
A shape of an L on her forehead is accidentally in love.
Oh, say it again.
Is accidentally in love?
Oh my goodness! You got the lyric right, shape of it.
No.
Forehead.
Yeah. Hey,
the name of the song.
All right, so
let's move on.
Chris, you're terrible at this.
Thanks. All right, should we just?
No,
Roxanne, do you know?
I do.
Okay, everybody seems to know except our callers.
All right, hang on a minute. Let's let Roxanne guess this one. Alright, so Roxanne, what song is this?
It's All Star.
Yay!
Yeah!
I didn't think that would be so challenging.
Yeah. sharpest tool in the shed.
Right,
hey,
right.
Now, you're an all-star. Game on, go. Yeah. Hey, now. All right, so there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so
we're kind of back up in the room here. If you can't, if you're calling in, you can't get it, we'll help you out.
That was a tough one for the audience. All right, this one might be a little easier. All right, look at the phones. Every line, everyone wants to play Name That 8-Bit Hit.
This is amazing. All
right. It's really crazy.
It's crazy.
All right, I'm going to grab Pete is in Ruskin. Pete, hi, welcome to the MJ Morning Show, Pete.
Hey, good morning. Glad you're back.
Thank you, buddy. It's great to be back with the MJ Morning Show. Pete, name this 8-bit hit.
I'm going to go with Thriller.
It was not Thriller.
No, not at all.
Next contestant.
All right, hang on. Let's go to the next line. Wow. Kelly's in Tampa. Kelly, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Kelly, name this 8-bit hit. The last caller missed it. All right, what is this?
It sounds just like the regular song.
Right, hold on. What is it?
Ghostbusters.
Yes!
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Kelly.
Oh, thank God. Yes. Woo! Ghostbusters was right.
MJ, this next one might be a tough one. It was a big hit. This next one.
Woo! Bigger than Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters was pretty big.
All right, Kelly, thank you so much for playing. Look, see, she didn't know, but then she got it.
It sort of had to sink in.
And she kind of saved herself, you know, at the last minute, saved herself. All right. Are we ready for the next contestant? Let's grab Marissa in Lakeland. Marissa, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. All right, are you ready to play Name That 8-Bit Hit?
I am.
Say hi to Hal Herman, Froggy. Say hi to Hal.
Hi, Hal.
Well, hello, lovely. Thanks for coming on my show.
You called her lovely?
I'm trying to be respectful. Welcome to Dave the 8-Bit Hit.
All right, Froggy, Hal, this is Marissa.
All right, Marissa, nice to meet you. MJ, let's do it.
Okay, name this 8-bit hit.
Oh my God, I recognize it. What is it?
So, do you know
Oh
it?
My God.
There's some good... let this play. There's some good piano work in here.
I know the tune, and I can't even think of what song it is. It's Pregnancy Brain. I'm sorry.
It's Pregnancy Brain?
That's what she has.
I had that.
Yeah. You have Pregnancy Brain?
Are you pregnant right now?
I am.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, and when are you due, by the way, Marissa?
Oh, gosh, not till September.
Oh, you got a while to go.
Yeah, it really makes you... It makes you stupid for a while. Oh, you just found out. Good.
Well, and do you have a husband?
Oh, yes. He's working right now.
Well, congratulations.
All right, we're getting sidetracked here.
And you keep in touch with us, and you call us back in September when you give birth, okay?
Let's not focus on...
I will. God bless you guys. Thank you.
Can we not focus on Marissa's mating habits and get back to the game, please?
Yeah, I think we're the first to know if you do the math on that.
Let's go to Serene in Clearwater. Hi, Serene. You're on the MJ Morning Show.
Hi, it's Sabrine.
Oh, Sabrine. What did I
say?
Hey, Coop, can you get it right? Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I've never met a Sabrine before.
It says Serene on my screen, and it's Sabrine should be on my screen.
Yeah, Coop. Serene? So what an idiot making that.
Yeah, I didn't mean
mistake.
To mess that up.
All right, let's try this again. I'm going to play the same one we just played for the pregnant previous caller. What is this? What song is this? Name the 8-bit hit.
I know it's Coldplay. It starts with a V.
Yes! If I could rule the world.
Viva la vida?
Yes!
Yes! Yes! That was
fantastic.
Good job, man.
Sabrine got it.
Fantastic, Sabrine. Have a great day.
All right, thanks.
All right, let's go to Kayla in Clearwater. Hi, Kayla. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Thank you.
All right, are you ready to play Hal Herman, Froggy, 8-bit hit game?
Yes, sir.
All right. Name this 8-bit hit.
I already got it.
You do?
What is it?
It's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah!
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's you've been Rickrolled by eight bit Rickrolling is what that was.
Oh man,
that was quick. That was fantastic.
Good
Kayla.
Ears, good ears.
Kayla, I think
I should get a prize for that.
You should. How about a new car?
Maybe next time we play 8-bit hit, we could have a prize.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have some Q105 Frisbees.
Okay, that's good.
But that's about
we got some really cheap paper-thin T-shirts we could give you.
That's fine, in case you need some butcher paper, your next doctor's appointment.
Hey, Kayla, next time we play, we'll try to have some prizes. But Kayla, great job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kayla.
Have a great day. I think this is going pretty well.
I must say, the 8-bit hit game is, it's going good.
All right, let's go to Nick is in Tampa. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Now you lost Nick.
Where'd Nick go?
He got afraid of the game. Don't let the game intimidate you, Nick.
Nick, you're holding for like 12 minutes and you hang up.
Nick was on hold forever.
Nick, we're coming right to you and you hang up.
All right, Nick.
All right, okay. Let me grab...
Nick's calling back, looks like.
How about Kay? How about Kay in St. Petersburg? Hi, Kay. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kay, would you like to play Name That 8-Bit Hit?
I would love to play. I've gotten all of them so far, I'm feeling confident.
You've known them all?
All of them, yes.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Ghostbusters, Viva La Vida.
Yeah. All right.
Talking tough.
I think you found your talent.
This could be a little obscure for some people.
Somebody's so confident, you got to give her a challenge.
Let's see how. Yeah, since you're super confident, you just talked yourself into a toughie. How about that?
Okay, great. I can't wait.
All right, Hal.
Let's do it. Name that 8-bit hit.
Did we just bust your streak? Uh-oh.
Awesome song.
Oh, I know it, but...
Oh, come on. Kay, you don't know it?
Oh, no. Kay, you were so confident.
Oh, you busted me.
That was a tough one.
Can I hear it one more time?
Big talking K needs to hear it twice?
Yeah.
Yes, Fester.
Go on, K.
No.
Nope.
All right, you got me. All right, folks. Hey, thanks for the call. I'm going to do a couple more. 800-990-1047. And I want to give out the number again so as lines drop off in case we don't have a... I gotta keep going to calls until we get somebody that knows that one.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. I didn't think that would be that tough.
800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Let's go to Joe in Tampa. Joe, name this 8-bit hit.
You're killing me. I don't know this one.
Oh, no!
I listen to the song, but I have no idea what the name of it is.
So it sounds familiar to you. Is that what you're saying?
No, I know the song, but I just don't know the title of it.
Oh, do you know the artist at least?
Come on, give me another one.
Oh, should we? All right,
well, I mean,
you should just give that one. All right. Or no, I don't care.
Come on.
The guy's begging for another one.
Give him another one.
Give him another one, yeah.
Actually, what was the one that we just played?
Wait, line three, Mike says that he knows it.
Hold on a second. Let me put Joe on hold.
Trying to steal.
And Mike's on three.
Mike for the steal.
Mike, go ahead and name this 8-bit hit. What were you saying, Mike?
I said, what do I get for the steal?
You get the same prize everybody else got. Nothing.
This is a big the
fat nothing. A big fat nothing. That's right.
Fat nothing. Seven Nation Army, the Viceroy.
Yes,
you are correct.
That's right. You almost said the Red
Stripe. Every college stadium in the United States.
Yeah, that's
it's an enormous stadium song.
That's played in tons of college football games. It's,
soccer. Yeah, oh.
It's Seven Nation Army is what it is. And you're 100% right. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for playing.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That's an official steal, Radler.
Should we go back to Joe?
Joe the beggar?
Yeah, we got to give Joe a fresh one.
Let's go back to Joe. All right, Joe, you've talked us into letting you have a second chance. Now, the other losers, we've dumped them like, they were a virus.
Hey, listen, don't put down the listeners of my game show.
I mean, listen, in this current day and age, to call somebody a virus is very offensive.
Yeah, probably virus.
Easy, Joe. I'm sorry, Joe.
Joe, cover your mouth, dude.
Please. Are you
wearing...
I'm sorry.
All right, Joe... Here is your make good. Name this 8-bit hit.
Okay, it's a Thriller.
Yes! That is so easy.
It is. Yeah, that Froggy, that was an easy one.
Hang on, let me let Froggy know. Froggy, that was easy.
Okay. Alright, so
Rocky, you want to throw me another one, guys?
No, that's it, Joe.
Right, now you're being a greedy pig, alright?
No. Come on, now.
Joe, you're like a virus.
Joe, thanks for playing.
Oh my God.
So we had a guy guess Thriller on Ghostbuster, and then five songs later we play Thriller?
Yeah, that's right. It's a full circle show.
How about that? A couple more. I gotta move on. But
how many more do we have here?
Well, we got a couple more.
Okay.
I do want to say congratulations to the texters. They're 100% correct on everything.
They're easy. Probably looking them up.
All right, let me grab. How about Megan in Tampa? Hey, Megan, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Me and my daughter are in the car listening to you guys. We listen to you every morning.
Awesome. And how old's your daughter?
She's 13. Well, she'll be 13 on the 21st.
All right, fantastic. tell her, can she hear this as well?
Yeah, we're on speaker.
Okay, here All we right. go. Hal, do the honors.
Here we go, Megan. Name this 8-bit hit.
Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars.
Yes! Hey, let this go for a little bit. It's really good.
Yeah, we love it.
Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown.
Living up in the city. Yay. Hey, guess what, Megan? You're too hot.
We love you, MJ.
We love you, too. Thanks for playing along.
Wow. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
You were great at
that. Have a great one. Look, they nailed that. You know what?
I think I like that version of Uptown Funk better than the Bruno Mars version.
It's really pretty good.
Really?
I think that's a case where the daughter... really helped out on that one.
Absolutely.
All right, that was great. Okay, last one.
Last one. Woo!
We've got every line is jammed, and I've got one more to do. So who are we going to grab?
I got Janet, Dottie, and Julie. Fielder's choice. Go to Dottie and Dunedin because of the alliteration.
All right, Dottie, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I was hoping you might pick me because of that.
Now, hold on.
You know Fester so well.
Now, hold on. All the other callers on hold. Hold on, because if Dottie doesn't know it, we're going down the line. All right.
Okay. I hope I get it.
All right. Dottie, name this 8-bit hit.
Oh, geez. My gosh. Oh. I'm going to tell you, I don't know that at all.
Just give me a second.
It's not even on my radar.
Hold on. Dottie, how old are you?
Oh, my gosh. You don't want to know.
Don't give any hints.
Dottie. Thanks for playing along.
This is an enormous song.
All right, let's go to...
Oh, my God.
Janet in St. Pete. Janet, do you know this 8-bit hit?
Is it Hammer Time?
No.
Is that MC Hammer?
No.
I have failed Janet's everywhere.
No, it's not. All right. Oh, this could be a toughie.
All right,
folks, we might be going through a bunch of lines on this. 800-990-1047. What song is that? 800-990-1047. I told the other lines to hang on.
Julie and St. Pete's next.
Let me grab Julie. Hello, Julie. Do you know this 8-bit hit?
It's Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I'm sorry, what?
I like Big Butt. Is it Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Oh, I like Big Butts, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good guess.
It's sort of a rebound.
That's not what we're looking. Well, Froggy, is that?
Ben, did you do this one? All right, listen. This is a remake of that song.
All right, so do we give
it? I'm in a pickle.
Do we give it to her?
Hold on. I thought it was Sir Mix-a-Lot. As soon as I heard the...
What if somebody else knows what this song is?
But wait a minute, but...
Is it not Sir Mix-a-Lot?
It's not Sir Mix-a-Lot. It's another enormous artist bigger than...
All right, hang on. Hold on one second. Yes,
MJ, this is a controversy.
Apparently other callers know the exact song.
Okay.
So
listen, I think it was a really good guess, and there might be a little confusion. Thanks for playing.
This is a controversial ending.
It is.
I thought it was Sir Mix-a-Lot. I was getting excited.
Me too.
To this. Listen.
Me too.
I have no idea what it is.
Let's go to Tara in Seminole. Tara, what was that 8-bit hit?
Hello?
Hold on. I think I hit the wrong button over here.
Put it the other way.
Yep, there the other go. Way. There we go. Tara, are you there?
I'm here.
What do you think?
This is Sarah, actually, with an S.
Oh, it's Sarah.
Coop, what are you?
Coop, do you?
I'm moving fast in here. I'm sorry.
Coop has a very stressful job. Hey, callers, if he's off by one letter, cut the kid a break, will you? Tara, Sarah,
two, you can give me crap, but one, I think, come on.
I think we need to get Coop's hearing checked. We had.
Actually, you're probably right.
So, Sarah.
Maybe we mess up your name, but I call you Poop for now on.
Sarah, what is this 8-bit hit?
Well, Sarah.
Okay, I thought that it was Sir Mix-a-Lot, maybe got back. But is it the Nicki Minaj song that samples that?
Yeah, she got it!
Yes. Yes.
It's called Anaconda.
It was Anaconda.
Controversial.
Yeah. But should we give people Sir Mix-a-Lot since... Of the sampling?
As soon as I heard the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun,
yeah.
That was tricky. That's like saying,
here's the Vanilla Ice 8-bit version of Ice Ice Baby, and then saying, wait a minute, they guessed it was Queen. Should we give it to them?
Under pressure.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right.
Because I don't.
Well, anyway, you got it. Congratulations, Sarah.
Yay.
All right. Welcome. I mean, thank you for playing Name the 8-Bit Hit. What'd you think, guys?
Froggy, I think we might have something
here.
That's
a hit.
All right, Froggy, no, you said that. Thank you for coming on.
8-bit hit.
Name the 8-bit hit.
I think is a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the maiden voyage of 8-bit. Hey, thanks to everyone for playing along. hey, Coop, you can let the other callers down that are on hold and let them know that we're over, we're done.
Phones are still... Sorry, okay. I wanted to come back in because that was so fun.
Am I the only one that thinks this is a really schmuck move to end on a Nicki Minaj 8-bit song?
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
I mean, here we are playing bands from the 80s and obvious songs from original artists.
Frog, you want... Why? That was a...
Nicki Minaj with a remix?
That was like a challenge question.
Yeah,
I just thought that it was maybe a controversial ending.
Why didn't you stick with the 80s songs? Why didn't you
get
the...
I just wanted to... change it.
Hal, we're very disappointed in you.
I stutter, guys. I stutter when I'm nervous. Don't make me nervous.
We're very disappointed.
Don't make me nervous because I told you I stutter when I when I'm nervous.
So listen,
I gotta go now.
Goodbye.
It was the maiden voyage of 8-bit hit.
All right, next time, no remixes.
It's like a ringer at the end. No, it's Nicki Minaj.
It was kind of like a nasty little switch-up trick.
There was a little trickery involved.
Sucker.
What's the matter with you? All right. Anyway, listen, I think we got the makings of a decent long-term bit there. We'll play that every 7 months.
All right.
All right. You got the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. And Coop, we got to deal with your issue. Now, we're a little late. I think I said I wanted to talk about your issue around 8 o'clock. So
I think, we had a great time, though, the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, we're running a little late here, but listen, that's the spontaneity of the MJ Morning Show. So, a couple of things. I'm flabbergasted. I'm blown away. I'm absolutely blown away at this. So, I've got, just coincidentally, I happen to have sort of a pile of... like food delivery stories today. Just a bunch of like Uber Eats, DoorDash. I got a bunch of these stories. But it's come to our attention, and I was flabbergasted. I do not want to hear you complain about not having money for rent, not having money for the electricity bill.
Okay, wait.
I don't want to hear about you don't have gas money.
You sound very parental.
Don't turn this on him just yet. I mean, yes, I am as surprised as anybody else about his reckless spending habits. However, the bigger story is a much bigger story.
I don't know. I think what MJ's pointing out is a pretty big deal, too.
Well, okay. The other story isn't as big, at least.
Yeah, there's a couple telling things in this.
Well, hold on. What are you talking about, Fester?
The acknowledgement that Coop received from this random person?
That's very self-serving, but yeah, that is the bigger story.
Hold on.
Does MJ not know that part?
There's two parts to the story.
There are two different parts to the story. The first story...
You think the financial aspect is bigger than the first part?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no, you're way wrong.
I agree with MJ.
No, I never do.
All right, here's the deal, folks. Coop, our producer... is a young kid. He's 24 years old. He's just, you know, finding his way through life. And, you know, he's not raking in the dough yet. I don't know if that day's ever going to come, but
you say yet, so I'm still pretty hopeful.
It's never going to come, Coop.
Well, if you change business.
You've borrowed like 20 bucks from me occasionally to fill up your car.
Yeah. You gave me a TV.
I gave you a TV.
That was pretty cool.
I think I gave you a nice Christmas bonus.
Yeah, you did. That was great. That was great. Thank you.
What? Wait a minute. I didn't get a bonus.
Well, you guys make good money. I mean, Coop is a young kid, and I wanted to give Coop a nice bonus for doing a nice job.
My Christmas bonus to Coop was to quit.
Yeah,
find a real job.
So, and then we find out, you ordered what? Tell me exactly what you ordered, and this was Uber Eats?
Okay, this was Friday night.
Right.
And it was getting late, so Uber Eats was kind of the only option. You know, I was at home. I was at my friend's house.
Why don't you get in your car and drive?
Because it was late and I was like lazy and I didn't want to get out of, you know,
How late was it?
It was like 1 a.m.
1 a.m.
Wow.
And what did you order via Uber Eats?
I ordered McDonald's.
Who does that?
What did you order from McDonald's?
I ordered 3 cheeseburgers and a medium fry.
And would you like to reveal what your total order cost was for 3 cheeseburgers and a medium fry?
It was 20.
What?
It was $21.68.
Oh my God.
It would have been $3.
Yeah, I'm pretty lazy. I've never been so lazy to pay $21 for 3 McDonald's
hamburgers. It's the delivery fees. That's what they get you with.
Duh.
$21 and what? How much?
68 cents.
$21, 68 cents for three regular McDonald's cheeseburgers and a medium fry. What's the matter with you?
I got some sauce in there, too, so maybe they charge me for that.
I think the cheeseburgers are 99 cents, and it's probably like $3.50.
All right, so cheeseburgers are like $1.50 right now.
Yeah.
They raise the price.
The dollar menu, those days are kind of up, you know.
What do I know?
Once in a blue moon, we'll get the kids a cheeseburger. It's about $1.50 each, $1.59, and then fries must be about $1.50?
No, fries are probably $2.59 or something for a medium fry. Anyway, this whole order should have been $7?
$7, $8, yeah.
But I was desperate, you guys.
$7, and you pay $21.68 for Uber to deliver three McDonald's cheeseburgers and a fry?
Yeah, I was hungry, and that was the only thing open, and I didn't want to drive.
Okay, so was there a tip on top of that?
I think I threw $1.
So, Rockefeller over here.
Hey, did you have a couple beers or something?
Less than a 10% tip.
Seriously.
Did you have some beers you didn't want to drive? Because that would be responsible.
No, I actually wasn't even intoxicated.
Okay. Yeah, that's just lazy.
You wouldn't get off your lazy butt to go pick up. You would have saved $14. That's like half a tank of gas for you.
I know, but it was really good. I mean, like, I enjoyed that McDonald's every second, so it was worth it.
You ate all three yourself?
Yeah.
You better enjoy $21 for three McDonald's cheeseburgers and a medium fry. That is all right. Then there's a second part to the story, right?
$7 burgers.
Okay. I think this part's the much more amazing part than his poor financial decisions.
I don't know.
All right. And this made it all worth it.
I got questions about this.
So I'm at my friend's place. He lives up in Wesley Chapel, and it's my friend who actually, she ordered it on her app. I paid for it, but I couldn't figure out my app situation. So it was on her account. So right. Her name was on the order. So I walk out of the apartment.
Did you pay her the $21.68?
Yeah, it was all me. I paid her.
Was it a cash transaction? Or
Venmo.
Oh,
well, that's gotta hurt. $21 for three little cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
I'm not good at math, but that's $7 each burger. Right?
It's expensive. $7 cheeseburgers, yes.
All right, so what happened next?
So anyway, I meet up with my Uber driver to go get the food, and you know I'm in kind of a hurry. I just want to go out, come back in, and she hands me the bag of McDonald's. It's just a simple bag, and she goes, "Is your name Coop?" And I'm like, I was caught off guard because it's, you know, 1 a.m. Friday night.
And it wasn't even your name on the Uber delivery.
It wasn't my name. It wasn't my picture on the account.
Right.
And I go, yes. I was just like kind of thrown off. And she goes, wow, that's crazy. I'm listening to the MJ Morning Show right now on the podcast. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so cool. Like, well, thank you for listening. You know, I thanked her for listening. And I was just like kind of like standing there awkwardly like, what else do I say?
How did she recognize you?
Yeah, that's what you need to ask questions
about.
From
the website?
I did ask her. I said, I said, how'd you know it was me? Like, how'd you recognize me so fast? And she's like, oh, I've seen your picture on the website. Yeah.
That is crazy. So your $21 cheeseburger and fry delivery for McDonald's, the Uber driver was listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yep.
Probably from that morning. This was Friday night, right?
I'd assume, yeah. And I mean, our podcast now is almost 3 hours. So if you're driving Uber Eats or Postmates, it's good to listen to because it's, you know, not the same music or whatever that you listen to. So her name was Paulina. Shout out to Paulina.
Paulina.
That's great.
Is she in your dating pool?
Yeah. I didn't get a good look at her, but what? Probably not.
Well, she got a good enough look to recognize you from the show, but you didn't
see her. I was focused on my three cheeseburgers and medium fry.
Yeah, well,
that's the problem.
Paulina thinks you're rich spending $21 on three cheeseburgers.
Wow, that's
thanks for the dollar tip, right, round
that's
face.
That's a hell of a, it's a double dip story. It's a great, I mean, all the way around. All right, two other quick delivery stories. Because your story reminded me. And was this new or was there a previous one similar that somebody had a $13 bottle of Fanta orange soda in a DoorDash delivery?
How's that possible?
Hmm? Well, just like Coop ends up with $21 in.
Yeah, but that's outrageous.
Okay, same percentages apply here, Frog.
Yeah. You got three burgers out of it. You got one drink and
service charges apply. There's a premium attached. And there's a story floating around about a $13 bottle of Fanta.
Fanta orange?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good stuff.
That's worth it.
Yeah.
There was a video on TikTok, on the TikToks. A customer paid $13 for a single 20-ounce bottle of orange Fanta. And, you know, folks are like going, what is going on here? And it turns out that the Fanta, the actual drink itself, was $2.49. But then you add in the delivery fee, the taxes, all that crap, and the tip, a $13 bottle of Fanta Orange, which is just insane. Are people so lazy they can't just get in the car and go to the 7-Eleven or the Wawa or the Circle K? Why? Come on! And
does it taste better or worse knowing you paid that much for it?
That better be the best damn bottle of Fanta Orange you ever had in your life.
It's pretty good when you get it on sale, much less pay $13 for a 20-ounce bottle.
You know what? That ought to be you're drinking the bottle and you're like, oh, what's this in my mouth? Oh, my God, it's paper. Oh, it's a winning scratcher lottery ticket inside my Fanta Orange.
A lot of money.
$20. $20 scratcher.
So, cool. Would you spend $13 on soda if you'd spend $7 on
a cheeseburger?
It wouldn't be. I couldn't do it on Fanta. I couldn't bring myself to do that. But if it was like a Dr. Pepper, I'm a big Dr. Pepper guy.
Well, there's a difference between, like, if you ordered a high-quality burger. Now, there are burgers that are, you know, more of a boutique burger. I mean, there are burgers that are clearly worth, you know, $8.95, $10.95, $14.95. If it's like a, you know, a gourmet burger from a restaurant. But okay, listen, a McDonald's fast food burger, you know, coming out to you paying about, you know, $5-6 a burger with your, you know, that's crazy.
I've been to restaurants where I paid upwards of $20 for a burger, but it's been a sit-down place. Nothing with a drive-through attached to it.
One time I was staying at a hotel, yeah, and I needed a bottle of wine. So I went down and, you know those little 4-packs of wine? They're like barefoot wine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I bought one of those, and the guy goes, you know, each of these are $6. And I go, each little bottle is $6? And he goes, yeah. And so it came out to
$24.
Yeah, $24. And the guy next to me goes, hey, idiot, give me $24. I'll go down to the supermarket and get you a better bottle of wine than that. Like, thanks a lot.
Oh, man.
So I bought it.
Yeah. The most expensive burger I've ever had, I think, was like $33.
What? What was
in New York? Probably.
It's got to be a great burger.
Yeah. Actually, see what the price is these days. I had the Black Label burger at the Minetta Tavern
in New York,
in Manhattan. And
is that with the black bun?
No, it's like all kinds of like prime beef. It's like multiple cuts of prime beef. It's like the highest quality hamburger you'll ever have.
All right, so that's probably a YouTube video, $36.
Yeah, now I guess it's like 36. When I went, it was like $32.95 or something. I think the price is up now. It's like maybe $36. It's the Black Label burger at the Minetta Tavern. And see that? I sat right at the bar there. So when you go to the website, Fester just brought up the website, and I sat literally right at the bar, right in the middle there is where I had my burger.
This is a really swanky place. This is a really, really nice-looking restaurant.
How was the burger?
Oh, the burger was fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Apples and oranges compared to what Cooped. If you would have DoorDashed this, MJ, it would have been $120 for the same burger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easy.
I watched Salt Bae make a burger that was a $100 burger, and it was gold. Yeah, somehow it was gold. It had gold on it.
Gold dust.
Also, there's another story floating around regarding DoorDash. Did you see the story floating around on social media? Local DoorDash driver threatens to spit in food orders because of low tips.
Ew.
They're in the wrong line of work.
Yeah.
They should be a tobacco taster.
This is kind of floating around on social media. There have been multiple stories like this that a DoorDash delivery driver threatened to spit in food orders if they got crappy tips, which I don't know if I necessarily believe that. I think it's someone just trying to, you know, tweak the internet, you know?
Like a TikTok sort of
what I'm thinking. Hey, guys, as you know, I am the Grand Marshal for what?
The Night Parade?
Yes. So I was honored to get a phone call last year from the crew of Santiago. And, of course, they put on the Night Parade in Ybor. They do the Gasparilla Night Parade, and they asked me, MJ, Todd Schnitt, to be the Grand Marshal this year.
Oh, well, I wasn't available anyway, so have fun with that.
So I am the Grand Marshal of the crew of Santiago and the night parade.
I think it's Santiago. Not like Santiago, like the city.
It's Santiago.
It's Santiago.
S-A-N-T-Y-A-G-O.
It's S-A-N-T, like apostrophe, then Y-A-G-O. It's, Santiago.
Yeah, it's not Yago. It's Iago.
Santiago.
It's Yogo.
Wait, are you correcting me?
It's Santiago. The fine Korean car maker.
Anyway, I have been invited to be the... Grand Marshal. I'm going to be the Grand Marshal.
Oh my God! I want to see you in the cape and crown.
So no, that's the king and queen.
Oh, what are you the?
I'm the
jester.
I'm the Grand Marshal. I'm not the king or the queen.
You're the prince.
Do you wave a flag?
So I'm going to ride in some kind of vehicle, a convertible, and I'm going to be tossing beads out. The reason why I bring this up. Listen to the email I got from them. I get an email from the organizers of the. Crew of Santiago, and they want to know, listen to this, they want to know, this is how serious they take this, they want to know what color beads I want to throw out.
Oh my God. Wow. Brown.
So
they're clear.
That is how deliberate and specific and how like accommodating they want to be. They're like, what color beads do you want to throw out? I'm like,
what are my choices?
MJ, maybe they've heard about your history with bead management. You were very... My wife still talks about it with your bead management. Beads are important to you throughout the years.
They are. Because, listen, we pioneered beads out the butt at the Gasparilla Day Parade. There are still people holding up signs all these years later, beads out the butt. Of course, that was created by the MJ and BJ morning show. And then when BJ left, we continued that whole history, that whole tradition with the MJ morning show. We did beads out the butt for, God, what would you say?
20 years.
15 years?
I mean, from 1997 to... 2012?
We skipped the shuttle year.
2012, exactly.
Minus 1 year?
Yeah, so minus when the shuttle blew up.
15 years?
Yeah. I mean, a long time.
MJ, we can't do that again somehow, or what? No?
What, the beads out the butt?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we could maybe bring it back for the night parade. I don't know. But can you believe, they want to know what color beads I want to throw out.
They probably listen to the show and know what a micromanager you are.
For real?
Are you calling me a micromanager?
Just in every aspect of your life.
Well, micro because of your height. Manager because of the way you try to manage.
Yeah. Wise ass.
I mean, short leader doesn't sound as good as micromanager.
What'd you pick?
I sent them a note back, and I'm like, whatever you have, I'm not picky. I will throw out any color beads. They're like, oh, okay. Wait a minute.
It's like they're disappointed they got a low-class guy.
Am I to assume that other Grand Marshals in previous years, that it's like...
Here are your beads. Like, have fun.
You know, like, what was the famous? Was it Aerosmith or was it Van Halen that didn't want the
brown M&Ms?
Brown M&Ms, yeah, backstage that they
only... You should ask for chartreuse only.
So,
it would have been so bright.
Have they had other Grand Marshals at the night parade in Ybor? Has the crew of Santiago, have they been bitched out by previous Grand Marshals? What? Green beads? I'm not throwing out green beads.
I'm going to walk.
I hate green beads. I'm out of here.
You give me red beads.
I'm walking.
Do you see this crown?
Do you?
Off with your head.
You're not a real king.
Dude, you're not a real king.
Dude, I don't have a crown.
He's not like the king of the parade.
I told you 5 minutes ago, I'm not the king. I don't
put have a... him in the thing that drops with the blade. Hasn't been invented yet.
You mean a guillotine?
Guillotine. Yes. But I'm in the guillotine.
Is your vocabulary that low?
Put him extremely
in the,
low.
Put him in that thing with the blade.
The thing that chops off your head like this. Put him in it.
Everybody knew what he was talking about. Yes. It's very descriptive for not knowing the actual words.
So I sent an email back. Listen, I'm not picky. I will throw out whatever you have.
I'm not picky, but I want lilac. And then you should, like, when they give you the purplish beads, say, this is not lilac, this is violet.
You should have sent back the list of the most, like, awkward name, like, the craziest colors ever. Like, lilac, love red.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Have Big Lou over at Sherwin-Williams.
I'll shake it up for you.
Have him send me, like, the color chart, and I'll pick just bizarre colors off of the Sherwin-Williams.
All right, MJ, I don't know if we have seafoam green beads.
Listen, all we can do is this chartreuse. Would that work for you?
I'm looking forward. So I'm going to be the Grand Marshal. And what is that? It's Saturday night. The mm-hmm. Is it February 12? Is that right?
It's before the Super Bowl.
It's the day before the Super Bowl. So what's the actual date on it?
Yeah, Saturday, February 12th, 6 p.m. Right. Ybor City.
So Saturday, February 12th, the day before the Super Bowl. Man, that weekend is going to be nuts for me. So Michelle has us doing something on Friday night. What is she? Something crazy on Friday. So we got to do something Friday night. Then Saturday's the parade. First thing Sunday morning, we got to fly to Miami for my brother's wedding on Super Bowl Sunday. My brother's wedding, the wedding starts at kickoff on Super Bowl Sunday.
Is that a joke?
So I'm the best man in the wedding. So I got to order my tux online. He sent me this email with all the tux requirements. So I got to order my tux online. So I go to the wedding. So I'm at the Ybor Night Parade. Then first thing Sunday morning, we got to fly to Miami. The wedding starts at like 6:30 at night, right at kickoff. And then Michelle and I are on an 11 p.m. flight back because I got to be here for the show, obviously, after Super Bowl Sunday. I can't miss the show on Monday after Super Bowl Sunday. So we got a crazy, like, hellacious weekend coming up.
Is there like a 5% chance that there's not really a wedding and that this is some sort of familial test of loyalty and that you guys are all going to get there and then he's going to say, just kidding, we're going to watch the game together?
No.
Okay, MJ. Yes. I've been wanting to talk to you about this. I thought about you a couple of times over the last couple of days and this exact scenario about your brother's wedding.
Yes.
You're going to make it back that night?
I am.
You are?
Yes.
MJ, I have a more important question.
I am. We're flying back that night.
I don't want you to overstress yourself. It sounds like a super crazy busy day.
What are you, his mom?
Okay, your brother's wedding starts at 6:30. To catch a flight, you have to leave at 8?
Well, he needs an excuse to get out of there early as possible.
No. The good news is the wedding venue is really close to Miami International.
Okay.
And then Sunday night at 11 on Super Bowl. How busy is the airport going to be?
Think about it like that.
It is not going to be very busy.
I mean,
so, you know, we're going to push it all the way to the end. And I guess the backup plan is if we miss the flight, we got to rent the car and drive 5 hours back from Miami to be.
Yeah, that's not even a big deal. So, MJ, here's the important question. Yeah. And we all know about your history of not being good at public speaking. what? Are you working on your speech?
Yeah.
I have to do a speech?
I mean, best man.
I was the best man for my friend John Hanley's speech, and I gave the greatest speech.
I do not know how to speak before people.
That's what I'm saying.
I have no idea how to communicate.
All right, hold on.
I'm like a mute.
This is different, though. This is in front of drunk family members. Mm-hmm.
There's two MJs. Let's get that straight.
Yeah, what's that?
The MJ that works in a little radio studio that can talk into a silver microphone in front of 6 million people's.
It's golden.
Always personality, always on. But if we put you in a room full of 200 people.
Dude, I'm the same guy.
I don't know.
Dude, you might.
I never felt that way about you.
Oh, you don't think I'm the same guy on the air as I am off the air?
No, you are. But I think you can talk to 10 million people through a radio, but you'd have a problem talking to 10 people in front of you.
Remember when they used to do the concerts at the old station? He'd get up there, and I'm like, oh my God, he's embarrassing us. What is he doing?
what are you talking about?
Like, coming up next, and I'm like, ugh.
And especially with the intimacy of a wedding, you have to like engage with the people you're talking to in the crowd, make eye contact and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're going to have to walk around as if you're Sebastian Maniscalco, maybe.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. All right, so that's my busy weekend coming up in February. All right, congratulations again to the Bucks for the win on Sunday. The Bucks were the only team in the NFL as of Sunday night that didn't know who they were going to play. We had to wait until last night for the winner of the Rams and the Cardinals game to find out who we were going to play, and the consensus in the room, Fessy, you said that, yeah, we want to play the Cardinals.
We sure wanted to.
I'll tell you what, after what I saw the Cardinals do on the field in L.A. last night, that was the right call. I sure as hell wish we played the Cardinals this coming Sunday and not the Rams, because the Rams look pretty damn strong.
The Rams are a very good team, and they could come to Tampa and give us everything we can handle.
And there could be a bad situation where the Bucks could be down two of their Pro Bowl offensive linemen and one of their backups.
Right. So, Wurst, do we know?
Kristen Wurst.
I think that Wurst, did Arians say that Wurst is not going to practice this week and that they'll make a determination at game time whether he can play?
That makes sense. Maybe rest his.
So I think Werf. I think Werf's. He's an offensive tackle. Was he right tackle?
He's very offensive.
Right tackle.
Right tackle. He got it.
And listen, Brady needs him. Brady. Isn't Werf's like, if you look at the numbers, one of the best in the entire NFL?
Yeah, he's a stud player. Yeah.
Well, it's the offensive line that's been so important for Tom Brady. I heard them say that. I'm just repeating it.
So, listen, it would be great for Werf's to be back, and I guess determination's going to be made on Sunday before game time whether he's in. And, of course, whoever, what is the deal? If we win, so on Sunday, 3 o'clock game at Ray J, if the Bucks win,
yes,
then we're going to face the winner of the Packers 49ers game, right?
One game at a time, one game at a time.
So if the Bucks win this weekend versus the Rams, you're right, they'll face the winner of the 49ers Packers. Now, if the 49ers win, the Buccaneers will be the host city of that final game. And if the Packers win, the Buccaneers would travel to Green Bay to play them.
Oof.
Mm.
So.
Now, I don't know if we've heard yet. I got to call Michelle. But Michelle, well, friends of ours, they said that they might have 4 extra tickets for the Packers game this weekend. So Packers-Niners at Lambeau this weekend. And friends of ours here in St. Pete, they might have 4 extra tickets. So Michelle and Chloe, they're all jammed up and psyched. And they think we're going to buy like a last-minute plane ticket and fly to Green Bay this week. I haven't been to a Bucks game since 1998. And we might fly to Green Bay to go to a Packers game this weekend at Lambeau.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You have to root for the 49ers if you go. You're going to have to put on red jerseys. You can't go in Lambeau Green. You can't go in Green Bay Green. Because we need the 49ers to win that game, and the Bucks handle their business, so the championship game is played in Tampa.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm pretty sure
whatever they wear isn't going to affect the game.
No.
So dumb.
MJ's attire has been determining football games now for 28 years.
All right, so we're playing the who?
Rams.
Okay, Rams.
We're playing the Rams.
The Rams in a buck.
Hey, have you heard from Donna about these Packers tickets?
I have not. I'll text you this morning.
You're clearly awake and alert.
I'm very alert.
You missed the hottest new game show sweeping across America.
Did you miss the 8-bit hit song game?
No, I heard some of that.
All right.
Thanks.
I thought it was great.
Okay.
I couldn't identify the songs that I heard.
You what?
I could not identify the songs that I heard.
You serious?
I'm serious.
All right. So I thought you were supposed to know last night whether they have 4 Packers tickets. Because, listen, we got to buy plane tickets.
I'm going to assume that it's a no-go then.
Right? All right.
Otherwise, she would have been texting me off the hook saying, you know.
Thank God.
Oh, geez, I don't want to go to Green Bay. I mean, it's like.
Yes, you do. You said you did.
I did not say I wanted to. What? What did
Michelle
I say
Michelle just said that.
I really
he was complaining about going to his brother's wedding. You think he wants to go to Green Bay?
Yeah, I want to go outside in minus 19 degrees. Now, it would be, you know, it's kind of a historic, is it the oldest NFL stadium, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Either that one or Soldier. It's an old stadium.
Yeah, I mean, but I'd rather just kind of hang out and chill out this weekend at home.
Yeah. Cares about Vince Lombardo.
You're so boring.
Lombardi.
You're so boring.
What'd you say?
You're so boring.
What?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
There's no, like, spontaneity and, like, hey, yeah, let's go do this.
Let's drop everything and just drop of a hat. We're just going to go to Green Bay like it's going to Bradenton.
Honey, let's be crazy. Let's go to, what, Vegas? No.
The coldest place you can imagine.
Green Bay. The frozen tundra.
All right, so the high on Saturday is going to be 22 degrees, and the low is going to be 2.
At the game. Oh,
guys,
my gosh.
It's a night game. It's an 8 o'clock game.
Oh, it's going to be even colder.
Yeah, on Saturday night.
Jeez. So.
And then, I guess if we do go, we'd leave first thing on Sunday morning.
Right.
And that sounds awesome.
And then be back in time to watch the Bucks game, because that's going to be 3 o'clock. Here at Ray J.
Oh, so you're going to get up at 4 a.m. and go and be exhausted and then go to the game and be exhausted. I mean, what are you doing?
I know.
You have to sleep.
Michelle, give it up.
Oh, my gosh. What is the matter with you guys?
All right. Hold on.
They're no fun.
A no fun crew. Jeez.
Okay. So this is the same conversation that another set of empty nesters had right before they broke up. You guys are you're no fun. I'm fun. You're no fun.
Michelle, I'll see you in a bit. All right. I don't even think you have tickets, because why didn't she text you?
Did you text her on the down low and say no?
No.
It's not a bad idea.
No, I did not. Mm-hmm. I did not. All right, let me know. All right.
Bye.
Because then you got to scramble to find whether we're going to fly into Green Bay, whether we're going to fly into Chicago, and then drive 3.5 hours. And
the hassle is not the hassle outweighs any amount of fun you might have on that trip.
It's a big pain in the ass,
and probably going to get frostbitten toes.
I can get you 3 connections into Appleton.
That's great.
One of our texters has a friend who lives in Chicago. He can get you to the game and back to the airport for the 4th ticket.
Yeah, and then probably murder you.
Oh, for the 4th ticket?
Yes.
Ooh.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we would have 4 tickets, and it would just be me, Chloe, and Michelle.
And your driver.
Because Julian is at boarding school in Connecticut. That's just too difficult to get Julian at a rural Connecticut.
Oh, no. Yeah. Now you could do all this awfulness with a stranger. That'd be awesome. Good idea.
Hey, pick me up in your COVID car.
Please.
Oh, man.
He says he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they all say. That's what Ted Bundy said.
What is he going to pick us up in, a COVID Chrysler 300?
No, I got a van with some bench seats in the back.
In a Betty mattress.
Can you help me get the sofa into the van? Can you give me that 4th ticket? Michelle, are you size 14?
Michelle, you sound bigger on the radio.
You guys ready for the trip? Was she a great big fat woman?
All right. Speaking of football, what do we have? We got 5 minutes left in this long segment. All right, hold on. Speaking of football and celebrity entertainment, is this real? Antonio Brown is in talks to be on Celebrity Big Brother?
Oh, I love this show.
Okay.
Now he would stir it up.
Yeah, right?
Oh.
So it is widely known that producer Coop and myself, Fester, are enormous Big Brother fans.
Yep, season 2 of Expect the Expected podcast coming up in February, so make sure you subscribe.
You guys are rabid, and Fester and Coop, our producer, do a Big Brother podcast.
It's really good.
Yeah, with average listenership of 8.
Okay, so get this. Do you know who listens?
It's 9, okay?
One of the distant relatives to the Beasley family.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
That's how you got on the...
They said, hey, put them on all the platforms. Now we have like 32 downloads so we're really awesome. Psyched.
All right, so here's the latest. Antonio Brown, the big cluster frig. Antonio Brown, ripping his shirt off at MetLife and storming off. Antonio Brown is in talks, allegedly, to be on Celebrity Big Brother. And they're saying that he's likely to be cast.
Of course. All they want is controversy on that show.
Big Brother! Yeah.
All right. This would be the best career move for AB ever.
Others are saying, and I thought that there was a way that he would maybe wiggle. Listen, you got a lot of bad teams in the NFL that could use Antonio Brown's talent. But they have to weigh whether the baggage is worthy of, helping them win games. And the answer probably is yes. But I saw a story yesterday from some analyst. I don't know who the hell he is because I'm no, football or sports expert over here. But the analyst said that he's done. He's cooked. He's never going to play in the NFL again.
I could see he had problems with a BA, the coach.
They ought to, they ought to put him in a Masked Singer costume. I'm sorry, go ahead, Froggy.
I was just going to say, he had problems with B.A., the coach. He seems to have made up with T.B. lately.
Right.
So I could see A.B. on B.B., can't you?
A.B. on B.B., I can. And of course, when we talked about A.B. and his dealings with B.A., that was ABBA, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, baby! Us B.S.
Antonio Brown, A.B., Bruce Arians, B.A., it's ABBA! It's the ABBA duo. I'm telling you, they need to have AB do Dancing Queen on Masked Singer. That's what they ought to do. Yeah.
Can we hear this in 8-bit, please?
Thanks for the Queen.
Do you think AB has type AB blood?
Well, that's a good question. Or has he ever been on AB American Bandstand? Yeah, with Dick Clark. All right, so. What are we going to find out?
Yes.
What are we going to find out if he's going to be on Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother?
So they're in talks, and Big Brother doesn't launch till when, Coop?
I think it's February 7th or something like that.
Okay.
Early February.
Okay. He would be the biggest celebrity. I mean, they had Omarosa on there, so I don't know if he'd be the biggest celebrity, but he'd be pretty big.
I don't watch Big Brother, but you guys can tell me, aren't you supposed to be kind of cagey on it and not show your cards, and he is opposite of that?
Oh, like a scheming, slimy person, yeah. Like just a real schemer?
And he's a heart on your sleeve.
Hey, I gotta be honest.
Yeah?
I would rather have root canal than watch Big Brother. It's just, it's...
You're an idiot.
Oh my God.
Have you ever watched an episode of Big Brother, MJ?
I have.
When? It's gotten so good. The twists.
Here's the thing, Coop. As well, you know, it's special. You can't just pop on any episode of Big Brother. Mm-hmm. You have to follow it from beginning to end.
You gotta catch the first episode or two, then you're hooked.
It's an investment.
Right. Have you heard... What, Katy Perry? Firework!
Could have done without
that's
that.
That's the song you go with?
What should I go with?
I kissed a girl?
Go ahead, sing that faster.
I kissed a girl, and I liked it.
That's all I know.
So, Katy Perry is dishing the dirt on Orlando Bloom, her fiance, right?
Well, how juicy could it be? They're about to get married.
Yeah, so they're about to get... Listen to this. And my wife complains, and Michelle complains about me and like some socks that I leave on the living room floor or on the kitchen table.
Did you see that picture of him? Remember that picture with them on the board, and he was just butt naked? His wings hanging out?
I don't.
Really?
But thank you for...
Look up Orlando Bloom, no. Katy Perry, paddleboarding naked.
No, if I get arrested, I don't want the police finding that in my Google search.
What do you think of this? Katy Perry is dishing the dirt. Saying that her fiance, Orlando Bloom, that he leaves used strands of dental floss all over the house.
At least he flosses.
That's what I thought. I'm like, hey, he's a flosser. Do you remember a couple of years ago there was a story that you didn't need to floss? Do you remember that?
No. You have it all wrong.
What?
The story was flossing is so important. It's better if you had to pick one or the other. If you were on an island and you could say, here's your toothbrush or here's your floss, you take the floss because that's how important it is for you.
There was a story.
That's the story I read.
No, there was a story. All right, hold on a minute. Let's do some quick research. We got to take a quick break. And when we get back, we got a long set. I got a lot of celebrity stuff.
This has turned into quite the dental debate here.
We've got a dental debate next. Yeah. No, I'm telling you, there was a story that I was like, what?
Do your research.
There was a story about like, you don't need to floss. That flossing's overrated.
No, and flossing is everything.
I hold on. Let's have a freaking argument next. Hang on.
MJ, have you seen this picture of Orlando Bloom?
Oh, my God. I don't want to see that. Oh, my God. You just burned my retina.
That's him and Katy Perry.
All right, hang on a minute. All right, folks, we're back in.
That reaction was amazing. All right,
we're back in minutes. Don't move. It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105. So, Coop, did we fix the little technical glitch where, like, only every other little commercial was playing?
And, yeah, that was... I think we have it fixed now. I think we just had to change something on the board.
But. You know, it's amazing. This equipment is, like, very old, and it needs to be replaced. It's glitchy. We've got a whole room full of new equipment down there that's just sitting in boxes. It's like, why are we not building the new studios? I don't get that. You know,
is this physical studio going to be the new studio?
Well, this room was supposed to knock out a wall, make this studio bigger because we're in a shoebox right now, and then reconfigure it so like a 5-person morning show can actually see each other. And
yeah, that would be nice.
Wouldn't it be great to actually be able to see each other in here? That'd be fantastic. All right. So 8:58, it's the MJ Morning Show. Now we have a little glitch where all the things that were supposed to play on the air, like during the commercial break, were not playing.
Did my ED commercial run?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
No, that's next. You're good.
Thank God. Fester's ED commercial's next.
Boy, we haven't memorized.
Let's continue our dental debate. Now, I said before, because here's the deal. If you're just tuning in, we were speaking about Katy Perry revealing that her fiancé, Orlando Bloom, that he leaves used dental floss all over the house. So he pulls out a big string of dental floss. He's going, he's flossing his teeth and leaves used dental floss all over the place. And, you know, dental floss, you know, you put your dental floss in between your gums and your teeth. And, you know, everyone's got to look and see what's on there. So, you know.
I just think of it. Oh, yeah. And with other stories of other celebrities, like couples not bathing, this isn't that big of a deal, is it?
I mean,
at least he bathes and he flosses. He's not Phil Collins.
All right. Now, I made a mention in the last chunk of the show, just a few minutes ago. I said to Roxanne, I remember reading a story recently that flossing was overrated, overblown, that there was like a whole debate that came out a couple of years ago about flossing, and you're shaking your head at me. You're like, you're waving your finger, you're scolding me, you're shaking your head. And I found the story that I saw.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
Good for me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to let it talk to you like that, Spider?
Are you being snarky?
Share your data, and I will refute it.
Whoa!
This is from the New York Daily News. And this was, let me give you the exact date, it was back in 2016.
Oh, that's really up to date. A lot happens in the world of teeth and gums.
Dude, this
in
dude.
5 years.
You are really rolling out the tude.
All right, Roxanne, people were brushing your teeth with a stick for like 2,000 years.
All right, listen to this.
5 years isn't that long.
This was New York Daily News. This was August 3rd of 2016. Now, when I did the Google search, all kinds of stories came up. So I just found one. I just clicked it and printed it out. But there are a whole bunch of stories about this. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has removed flossing as a recommended practice after questions arose about its helpfulness. The Associated Press reviewed the most rigorous research conducted over the past decade, concentrating on 25 studies that generally compared the use of a toothbrush with the combination of toothbrushes and floss. The overall evidence is weak, very unreliable, or very low quality, and carries a moderate to large potential for bias, according to the reviews. The majority of available studies fail to demonstrate that flossing is generally effective in plaque removal, said one study conducted last year. Another 2015 review cites inconsistent weak evidence for flossing and a lack of efficacy. So there.
Okay, well, let me tell you what
I
know.
It is a dumb dance, let's be honest. Get it?
Go ahead.
Flossing is more important because you brush your teeth and that covers more surface area of your teeth, but you're still going to eat and food's going to like rub off your teeth. So that's fine. Flossing is more important because the front of your teeth are exposed, meaning that there's friction and it's preventing plaque buildup, but you're never going to get those in between parts of your, near your gums without flossing. And flossing actually prevents dementia. It's tied to brain health. It's tied to heart health. And I know you're saying you're brushing your teeth, but what attaches your teeth to your body? Your gums.
So what did I just read?
Your face, dude.
MJ's saying it's important to
I'm giving you data from the U.S. government. I'm giving you data from the Health and Human Services Department.
No. He is saying flossing isn't important. I'm saying flossing is more important.
I'm saying that I floss.
I floss.
Whatever this is gross.
I floss daily. I use those little pick sticks. You know the
the water spray things.
The pick sticks. I don't use a water pick.
Little plastic sticks with the barbs on them.
I use the little plastic stick
with a little bit that has like line in it.
It's like a little half tennis racket where you have the, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I use the plastic floss stick. So I floss. I floss last night before I went to bed. But I'm just saying, I remembered seeing the story that it was like, Flossing's a waste of time. It's overrated, and it's not the big deal that it's been made out to be.
Well, I've done like interviews with 10 dentists over the last, I don't know, 3 years or so, and every time they are on the hot seat, and I ask them, if you had to tell your patients to do one or the other, floss or brush, what would it be? And sometimes it's a head scratcher, and sometimes they're just immediately like, floss.
How the hell do you talk to 10 dentists in 3 years?
Yeah, she hosted that show when they would come on all the time.
What, the number dental
one,
hour?
Number two, 2022 is the year of halitosis, okay?
Do you host that radio show, The Dental Dingbat?
Oh, I love that show.
I do not want to be outed. That's sort of a persona that I don't like to bring to this show, but you're bringing it out of me.
It's like a radio pen name for Roxanne.
All right, so wait a minute. I'm trying to call Dr. Childers, a dentist that we all know, to see if I can get him on the phone.
He's probably busy right now. His office is opened.
Open.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I had a hellacious flossing experience this weekend.
Professor, do me a favor. I'm calling Dr. Childers, and I know that it's like office hours. Dr. Childers, DDS down in Sarasota, who's been a friend of the show for many, many years. And I'm calling his cell phone now. He's probably like pulling teeth out of a patient, but I thought maybe we'd buzz him up.
Yeah. I mean, they're both important, but flossing is what you need to do. Think about when you get your teeth clean. That's what they finish it up with, like the best floss of your life.
They do, but again, I didn't make this story up from the... Is it just going to voicemail?
There's no answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would imagine, Fester, when you try to floss, it just disintegrates when it gets up to your mouth.
So like on Sunday, I grilled some bay scallops, right? And they were delicious. They were fantastic. But I felt a piece in my tooth, so I flossed. And then it was like a bow and arrow. Just flung a piece of bay scallop across the bathroom.
Speaking of all this floss... You ought to see Fester in like one of those floss bikinis.
Yes.
Those mankinis with the butt floss going on.
Like Bruno?
Yeah.
You're the one that first introduced me to the banana hammock. And there was so much room left in your banana hammock. I'm like, isn't there supposed to be something there? And you're like, what?
Not for me.
All right, moving along, folks. Is your wife still bugging you to go see Adele in Vegas?
No, she's over that.
Is she?
Yeah.
That's about as dumb as going to see the Packers. You guys are just filled with dumb trips.
So we brought this up before Christmas.
No offense.
Do you remember before Christmas we spoke about the Adele residency? And this was it MGM? Where the hell was it?
Was it Caesars?
Maybe it was Caesars. Anyway, the Adele residency with Adele. She's doing weekend shows. Oh, see, at Caesars. It is at Caesars. So Adele. We talked about this before Christmas. It might have been like a month or two ago that scalpers were expecting tickets to go for ridiculous sums of money because Adele is going to do her residency at Caesars, but it's going to be weekends only. And what were the dates? It was like January through like April only, right?
It was a really short term. April 16th is what it runs through.
So it's a weekend only deal. It's not like it's, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or, you know, dark on Monday, but live on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Okay. No, this is a weekend only deal.
There'll be 24 shows on Fridays and Saturdays.
And this is unbelievable. It has come to fruition. There are seats as much as $30,000 to $40,000 a seat. What the? I'm sorry. That is ridiculous.
All right. I'd rather go see Carrot Top at the Luxor. I mean, this is... you could buy a car or go see Adele.
Yeah.
Like I said before, I'd rather see the literal Dell computer on stage.
Let me see. I can pay off my mortgage, or I can go see Adele with my wife. Let's see.
But Adele is so good.
My God, I can remodel my entire kitchen and buy a new car, or go see Adele and buy two seats for $60,000 to $80,000. What shall I do?
And this is the thin version of Adele. It's not even like she's the size of a compact car.
Right, it's half off.
Yeah.
You know, it's half off Adele.
Yeah, maybe older or bigger Adele would be worth that.
All right, come on. Listen, I think Adele is an extremely talented woman. Did her voice change with the weight loss?
No.
Something had to have happened.
But with the neck blubber, Was there any kind of a
reverberation?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why'd you give me a look?
That wasn't a look. That was a thought.
Okay.
It was like I was thinking, processing.
No, I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm not shaming anybody, but she was much heavier.
Yeah, she sounded like this.
I'm wondering if neck fat or neck mass, if that changes like reverberation or.
No, she's always had a good voice.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
but, you know, when Katy Perry just started her residency there, what are her tickets worth? Because I saw the videos, and it looks like an amazing show.
There's like a talking toilet.
Yeah, there's a talking toilet in Katy Perry's show.
Katy Perry is a talking toilet?
It's like full of puppets and stuff. It's actually, look up a video. It's pretty cool.
She comes out of the talking toilet as well. Now, I'd pay $40,000 for that.
Man, guess what?
It's a giant toilet.
I just thought of this. That at the Katy Perry show in Vegas, they ought to just from the rafters drop used pieces of Orlando Bloom dental floss onto the audience.
Actually, they have humongous rolls of toilet paper on the stage. Like, really? I think it's like a whole.
Why? Why? What's the toilet theme of Katy Perry?
I don't know, but there's a whole toilet, maybe section of the concert where she comes out of the toilet and then she talks to a big mask.
You're making this up.
You know the mask you're wearing right now? She has a mask the size of this room, and she talks to it.
Are you making this up?
Yes. No, I'm not. Actually, you can find videos of it if you go online.
You're telling me she comes out of a giant toilet on stage?
If Fester was any good at his job, he'd bring up the video.
Okay. Looking for it. I found something.
Okay.
She's dressed in a roll of toilet paper for American Idol. What's that about?
Wait, hold on. Stop.
Yeah.
Froggy, did you just make up that Katy Perry comes out of a giant toilet in her Vegas show?
Vegas. Toilet. You people don't know how to search. Okay,
there's also like a giant piece of like fecal matter that she talks to.
Right there.
This is weird.
Did you just dump me?
MJ, look.
No, because the dump device wasn't over here.
There you go.
Here's a giant orange commode, and here's Katy Perry on some enormous rolls of paper. And
talking.
And then there's
a poop emoji.
Hold on. This is true?
There's a video of it.
I thought you were making this up.
I'm not even that creative.
What are you trying to play here, Fester?
It's working with it.
I'm not trying to play anything. We got an ad that popped up.
All right. So
there's the huge mask that she's talking to.
I am watching video of Katy Perry and a giant orange toilet bowl with... don't even say it.
Remember the little character from South Park? It's basically him.
Yes.
It's in need of a flushing.
Oh, my God.
Now, there's no way Adele's concert is this awesome.
What is the symbolism of Katy Perry and
a big tub?
What is this?
It's like a Pee Wee's Playhouse.
What is appealing about a giant number two on stage dancing on the toilet?
I didn't know about that part.
So this is weird. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. She was on Good Morning America, and she explained why there are giant toilets and bathtubs. A lot of my shows have been figuratively larger.
Well, can you say that again? What?
You sound like Al Herman when he gets nervous.
It's a hard word.
Figuratively larger than life.
Can you not say figuratively?
No, I cannot.
All right, go ahead.
Can you?
I just did.
He said it twice.
I just did.
Figuratively.
Okay,
you trying to? I know you are, but what am I? Me?
I wonder who the guy who actually plays the thing in the toilet. If you like at the after parties, like yeah, man.
Now
I'm dumb in the toilet.
Where is Katy Perry's show in Vegas? What hotel is she at? Do we know? Does anyone know?
Resorts World Theater.
Resorts World Las Vegas.
My God,
I don't like. She's saying it's because. It's a larger than life symbolism, and she plays like a little doll in it in a big playhouse. But why the focus on the bathroom?
That's just insane. Anyway, so back to Adele. Tickets are on sale for the first show for Adele is January. Let's see here. I'm looking at the ticket map. It looks like January 21st. Is that right?
I think it starts this weekend. So it starts now. That's why there's more news about it now.
That would be January 21st.
I'm just saying. That's why there's news about it this week.
Yeah.
I can't imagine her show is that entertaining. I mean, almost all of her songs are slow.
I am looking at available tickets at Caesars. $18,400 each. $23,000 each. $39,000 each.
She's not Jake Paul.
I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. All right. Speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, thank you.
Speaking of Jake Paul, is this real? That Jake Paul is going to fight Mike Tyson next?
Okay, so Mike, Mr. Tyson, has not acknowledged this.
He's been calling out Tyson for a while.
Yeah, just because he's been...
All right, dude, I have a story from the London Sun from yesterday, and it says Mike Tyson in advanced talks with Jake Paul.
Oh, he'll get murdered.
Okay, Mike Tyson hasn't...
About a $50 million fight.
Okay, so yesterday, the 17th, I read on TMZ, Mike Tyson denies Jake Paul fight talks. He said, it's new to me.
That was good.
Well, I have this from yesterday that says Mike Tyson is in advanced talks with YouTuber Jake Paul about a big money exhibition fight in Las Vegas, according to The Sun.
He could have. He could have just signed it.
So Tyson and Paul's reps are thrashing out plans for a headline pay-per-view bout later this year, and it would be a $50 million deal, apparently.
Okay, so Mike Tyson took to his Twitter account and said, this is new to me. I just saw Jake at St. Bart's, and he never mentioned it.
I think he's going to fight Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. This is going to be his next fight. But let me bring this up. I want you, can we play the high-low game first? What is that, the mountain diver game?
Yeah. Mountain
diver. On how much money Jake Paul made last year. Does anybody want to play?
I would
the Price is Right mountain climber game.
Because this is Disney. Everybody talks trash. Everybody hates the guy.
Okay. Not just in fights, but his YouTube channel. Yeah, everything.
Right, I will play the game. How much money did Jake Paul? And of course, they had that huge match at Amalie Arena just before Christmas. And
it was a fight. It wasn't a match. Yeah, it's not tennis.
Fester and Froggy, you guys went to this thing.
Amazing.
Where he put Tyron Woodley to sleep.
And that was a huge event. You know, it was right here in the Tampa Bay area at Amalie. This was watched worldwide, and you two clowns were there. So you want to play the Price is Right mountain climber game with me, and you want to have us guess how much did Jake Paul, the YouTuber, and now boxer, how much did he make last year in 2021?
Yes, I would love to play that game.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go with $20 million.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Give a real answer.
Is that wrong?
Too low.
All right, too low. All right, Roxanne, you want to guess?
I'm going to guess $80 million.
That's a little high.
Oh, Jesus.
Is it? Okay, I was going to guess like $200. What do you make, Froggy?
$45 million for the YouTube/Disney/kick-ass boxer.
$45 million?
He smashed his brother. Logan Paul only made $18
million. Oh.
So Logan had a slow year.
What a loafer.
Did you celebrate yesterday? Was Paul's birthday.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Did you see the Twitter post he put of his model girlfriend naked?
All right, before I move on,
yes.
Do you believe that a Jake Paul-Mike Tyson boxing match is going to happen by the end of this year?
What I think is that Jake Paul needs to stop fighting these sort of, you know, fake fights with these legends. You know, he hasn't fought a real boxer. He fought Tyron Woodley, a UFC fighter.
Right.
He's fought YouTubers. He fought Ben Askren. I think next fight's going to be Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., a real boxer.
But what about Mike Tyson? He's a real boxer.
That's not going to happen.
You don't think that's going to happen? Mike Tyson would knock the guy's head off.
That's the problem. Mike Tyson will murder him in the ring.
Mike Tyson.
He's shredded again, and he's got that animal instinct again.
Mike Tyson would hit him so hard that Jake Paul's head would like go seven rows out of the ring and land in someone's lap.
And he'd probably eat mushrooms before he did it.
Good for Mike.
But I don't think, from what I've read, Jake Paul's going to fight a real boxer, and he's going to be done with the amateur exhibition fights.
Somebody like Evander Holyfield?
All right, I am blown away. I am so distraught here. I have just found out that Celine Dion has canceled her North American tour over health issues.
Oh, no. If you want me like this, if you need me like that.
Hey, what about the theme to Titanic? You got that handy?
That's the one song you play. If you're going to play a Celine song, that's it.
I typed in Celine Dion and oh, here we go.
That's kind of sad. hopefully your heart will go on, because right now, apparently the tour's not going on. Celine Dion has canceled her North American tour amid health issues.
Oh my gosh. You know, if you watch her sing, she's constantly pounding herself in the chest.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, she does.
She might have like a disconnected aorta from that or something.
I broke my own rib.
We're going to have to stent you up, Celine. You have dislocated a aorta in your heart.
I'll tell you what. Guys, let's play like Pictionary for a minute or something.
All right.
So I want you to tell me what's going on. And I want you to tell, what can Celine Dion do? Hey, give me the beginning of Titanic, will you please, when you get a chance? The beginning, you know,
the hook.
The beginning, the whole, the nice little musical intro. Yeah, like that. Yeah, but don't whistle.
Don't whistle, Froggy.
I want you to tell me. I'm gonna reenact. I'm gonna do a little like a pantomime thing.
Okay.
And you tell me what's going. There's gonna be some noise though.
You mean charades?
Charades. I'm gonna do. Thank you. I'm gonna do Celine charades.
Do you have a song?
Right, hold on. You ready?
Hold on. I'm waiting for it.
And hold on. Oh, don't play it yet. I'm not ready yet. Just hit stop. This is Celine.
Into character?
Celine charades. And you tell me exactly what's going on here.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Is that Celine? Is that Celine?
Okay. It's her performing, obviously.
Was that Celine eating a chicken bone right before she's about to go on stage and choking on it and giving herself a self-induced Heimlich maneuver and then roughing it up?
Yes!
Wow, oh, good. Nice.
Not bad.
I was going to go boneless, but why would she choke on that?
100% correct.
Every night in my dreams, I see.
But if you really think about it, she might have a fractured... What is this? Sternum.
Yeah, she's very primal in her performances.
Okay. So, according to NBC...
I think she cracked her xiphoid. Yes. Oh.
According to NBC News, it is because of severe and persistent muscle cramps. Or muscle spasms.
There's nothing to fear. All right, glad we paid money for this.
Are you having muscle spasms over there? Thank you, Froggy. All right. Final chunk. So her tour's canceled for now. I wish her the best with her muscle spasms.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take a quick break. The final chunk of the MJ Morning Show here on a Tuesday is next. So stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
What's the matter with the code I'm using? 'Cause they say that it's out of style. Now I've got to use 10 digits, baby, every time that I want to dial. Maybe I'm just too sentimental, but 656 is too detrimental. Everybody's talking about the new code, honey, but it's still 813 to me.
The number you are calling has been disconnected. No further information is available.
Oh, man, the dreaded 656 area code is coming to Hillsborough County.
MJ, I think on to something with the 6-5 sucks shirts.
6-5 sucks.
Or hats.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll pay for it. I'm going to make them and sell them on the show.
6-5-S-U-X or 6-5-S-U-C-K-S?
I don't know, man. What do you think?
I don't know. 6-5 sucks.
It's got to be S-U-X because it's...
S-I-X-S-U-X. Yeah. Actually, I hate the idea we're not doing it.
Yeah, for those that don't know, starting this weekend, starting on Saturday, you're going to have to start dialing. So if you're calling a local number in Hillsborough County or a local number in Pinellas County, you can't just do the regular 7-digit number. You have to dial all 10 digits now. So... I know that in my, address book, I have a bunch of numbers that don't have the area code for, for like Hillsborough County Friends. So I gotta have to go back and I'm gonna have to add 813 because starting in February, the phone companies are gonna start handing out 656. So if you get a new phone, you might not get an 813 area code. You might get the new 656 area code, which blows.
No, it sucks.
It sucks. I'm sorry. 65 sucks.
65 blows doesn't quite work.
Yeah. All right. Oh my God. I can't believe that I didn't mention this yesterday. I am so deficient. Did you see that the rapper Wavy Navy Poo was
okay, any relation to Wavy Gravy?
No.
Why are you laughing?
I mean, that name just really caught me off guard. I've never heard of the guy, but I'm an instant fan.
I never heard of this guy either, and I just saw the story over the weekend that Wavy Navy Poo was gunned down in a drive-by in Miami over the weekend. Oh. And guess what is his song that he was known for? He was known for Miami, M period I period A period M period I period. You know what that stands for? Murder is a major issue. That was his big song. And
you know what? He's right.
And I didn't realize that that's what Miami was like an acronym for.
Well, it's not. That was his song, though.
But it's true.
But Wavy Navy Poo was this guy's.
Poor guy.
All right, guys, I'm trying to come up with a rap name. I got Wavy Navy so far. Anybody else got anything to add? Wavy Navy Poo?
All right.
Coop,
explain this whole pasta Spotify song list to me.
Yeah, so this woman on TikTok, she found a playlist of Barilla Pasta.
Right, so Barilla, the pasta maker, it's Italy's number one pasta. Barilla... Big pasta maker.
Yeah, and they make all different types of pasta.
Yes, they rigatoni, they make penne, they make spaghetti, they make linguine, lasagna.
Fettuccine.
Farfalla.
We don't need to go down the whole list.
Cavatappi?
Why not?
How about Bodhi pasta?
Anyway, Barilla is a big company. And, you know, when they first came to the U.S., all the pasta used to be, like, imported from Italy. But then they opened up, like, plants in the U.S. So, like, all the Barilla pasta that's sold in the U.S. is, like, I believe it's all made in the U.S. now. Anyway, so Barilla Pasta has a Spotify playlist, and this woman found out what?
That if you listen to each playlist, it's labeled after the certain pasta that you're making, and it's the exact time that you're supposed to cook the pasta.
So the music runs for the exact time to cook the pasta, I would imagine, to achieve al dente status.
It's
amazing.
Yes.
And this lady figured this out?
Yeah, she said her mind was blown, which it's pretty funny.
I was today years old when I discovered something.
Did she say I was today years old?
Yeah, that's like a thing.
That's a thing. So when you learn something for the first time in your life, how old were you when you learned this? I was today years old when I found out that...
Can of soda, if you flip the lid, you can put the... It's an actual straw holder. Did you know that? I was today years old.
MJ was today years old when he found out what today years old meant.
Exactly. Look at that.
I was today years old when I discovered something that made me so excited. This may be old news to some, but did y'all know that Barilla Pasta, has a Spotify account? And in... their Spotify account, they have songs. And these songs have the names of different pastas. And the song for each pasta lasts as long as it takes to cook each one to the exact time you get perfect pasta.
Is she crying?
I was so excited. Marketing team needs a raise.
I think she was like excited and she was crying with joy.
And pretty hungry, it sounded like. That is pretty brilliant marketing. Is it real or is it another TikTok like fake thing?
I don't know.
Go to Spotify, right? Where's my phone?
Yeah, go to Spotify and type in Barilla.
Yeah, Barilla.
And see if Oh, they do.
Okay.
Okay, it's Kanye West's new song.
Mixtape Spaghetti, Boom Bap Fusilli, Moody Day Linguini.
Play one.
But look, it's 9 minutes, 11 minutes, 10 minutes, 11 minutes.
All right, so.
Best Song Penne.
Okay, bring up Best Song Penne. Go ahead.
All right.
Start it up.
I have to sign up for free.
Oh God! Oh, so we can't play it.
I got it on my phone. How do you spell Barilla?
Barilla. No, it's Barilla.
Barilla.
How do you spell it?
B-A-R-I-L-L-A. Barilla pasta.
All right, Barilla Italia.
Play anything.
All right, give me a second. All right, here's Rotini.
Okay, let me hear Rotini. And roll it.
Oh, wait, that's a band.
Rotini's a
Barilla.
Barilla Pasta.
Pasta Timer. Okay, so here they are.
Okay, so which one are you going to play?
Wait.
I got to move on.
Listen, they have 11-minute remixes for Penny.
Are there any songs we... Oh, yeah.
On Penny, you get Harry Styles' song. You get a Dua Lipa song.
They just take 10-minute songs and they make a shuffle. I thought it was an original piece.
No, it's a remix.
No, they do a remix and they make the song remix last as long as you're supposed to.
Who cares about
that? Did you just throw your phone on the floor?
No, in the garbage can.
Oh, my God.
That was dumb.
All right, and then, Coop, one other chunk of audio here. This is a woman, and she had a customer that she was serving in the restaurant in which she worked, and she says that the customer complained that they wanted an item removed from the bill if they didn't order that dish.
Yeah, and it's not really something you order. Like, that's...
Well, that's...
You gotta listen to the audio, but that's how she says it.
That's the joke here.
So yeah, exactly.
This woman is a server, claims that a customer complained, "I didn't order this, please take it off the bill."
Okay.
Let's listen.
So I'm a server at a local sports bar, check the fit. This couple comes in, we're having like a great moment, we love each other, I drop the check off, they pay, and then they ask for a printed receipt. See, our entire system is automated, so most people don't get receipts. This chick looks at me and goes, I didn't order the gratuity. I'm like, ma'am, that is my tip. She looks me right in the eyes and goes, "Yeah, we didn't want to leave you a tip, so we're going to have to see your manager." "Excuse me, ma'am, your check is $100. See, servers make $0 an hour, so if you don't tip, I don't make anything." The woman looks at my manager and goes, "Sir, this girl tricked us into giving her money." "I did not trick you. It is your fault that you hit the 18% button." The woman leaves me zero, then demands a 25% discount on the food she already paid for. Yeah, people suck, and I'm still poor.
Is that real?
See, these are like coming out like wildfire. TikTok stories.
You know what? Everyone is trying to become TikTok famous, and they're like tick schlock. It's tick schlock famous is what it is.
Be careful with that.
But I think that people are just, they're trying too hard.
It's almost like there's too many details for this to be a real story. I don't know.
Almost like in her delivery.
Yes, her delivery was
trying too hard in her delivery.
Very beady and overdone.
It's all these Larry David moments that people are going through that I guess they just sort of come up with them in their heads, which is, you know, kind of cool, I guess.
I don't know if I'm buying all this stuff. Oh, Netflix is raising prices.
What? I saw that.
Yeah, probably because they're going to be spending like $35 billion on new content.
All right, no more sharing my password.
But Netflix is under pressure because, I mean, there are so many streaming services. And when you watch CBS and the football, they are pushing the heck out of like Paramount Plus.
Everything's on that Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten there yet.
Neither have I. So Paramount
Plus.
Is Yellowstone on Paramount Plus?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I got to watch that. But
you can get it on Amazon too.
Yeah.
So, you only get a couple episodes or you have to buy it.
Yeah. So Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, Hulu.
Disney's
Netflix.
Great. The Beatles movie is amazing.
Yeah. But I mean, you can't subscribe to all of these streaming services. First of all, you can never utilize everything they have to offer. That's number one. And you'll be spending hundreds of dollars a month on streaming services.
Okay. We have Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu because it's a package with Disney Plus. And I don't know that. And then we have Amazon Prime. And there's a ton of stuff to watch. I don't
want
for
any. You need HBO Max. I told you, I'll trade you an HBO Max.
Did you say Netflix?
I have Netflix.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't have HBO Max. I don't have Paramount.
Netflix is raising their price. I guess they said over the weekend or Friday that prices are going up by $1 to $2 depending on your plan.
What?
Yep.
Is it because of all the people just like letting their password and letting people share? Are they just losing that much money?
I think they're spending a lot of money to redo like Squid Games 2.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, listen, they're spending a lot of money to crank out new content to try to retain viewers because there's so much pressure and
competition
in the streaming space. Folks, have a great day. I think we're done.
Wow, we sure are.
I literally have a whole other show that we haven't even got to. Got so much materials left on the table. But hey, there's always tomorrow. There's always the Wednesday show. Folks, have a great day. Website is mjmorningshow.com. That's mjmorningshow.com. Spread the word. The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. And we'll see you tomorrow. And let's be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.